議程嘅第三項同埋第四項咧夾埋一齊討論。咁咧第三項咧就係、是、呢、這個政府嘅經濟發展及勞工局咧就係、是、做咗張文件嘅，就係、是、WD12/2005 呢個文件。咁就或者咧，我哋好唔好請政府嘅代表就係、是、介紹呢張文件先咧？係邊位嘅介紹？
是多謝主席。我們今天就是正如主席所說，是會跟各個委員就介紹政府的一個 project， 就是在這個香港會議展覽中心的東北端是興建一個永久的政府直升機坪的。就由於需要進行中區填海的第三期工程，原本位於中環龍匯道的政府直升機坪已經在2004年1月是關閉的。現在政府用的臨時直升機坪就是位於元灣仔公眾貨物裝社區，就經過一輪的選址過程和諮詢立法會規劃地政及工程事務委員會和灣仔區議會之後，政府就建議是在灣仔的香港會議展覽中心的東北角興建一個永久的政府直升機坪，以提供緊急和必須的政府飛行服務。我們充分明白到直升機飛行是會對環境造成一些無可避免的噪音啊，或者對附近的市民和商業活動是產生不便的。但是由於政府飛行服務的特別的需要，在港島北的中心位置是必須有政府直升機升降的設施。這些特別需要就是包括政府飛行服務的其中一項重要服務呢，就是從偏遠地方就運送傷病者到醫院接受治療的。因此呢，直升機坪就必須是設在地點適中的地方，方便我們運送的。此外呢，政府飛行服務呢亦都為警方提供這個空中的支援，以應付緊急和內部的保安工作。例如迅速運載爆炸品處理貨和特警隊人員和裝備到事故現場等等。因此呢，這個政府直升機坪必須是跟這個警察總部是非常接近的。咁從文件附件嘅設計草圖可以見到咧，我哋嘅計劃咧係將現有嘅碼頭咧就改建成為一個政府嘅永久嘅政府直升機坪噶。咁呢個直升機坪咧佔地大概係2700平方米，咁將會係有兩個升降坪同埋其他嘅附屬設施，包括乘客候機室、機房同埋停車位。我哋咧就仲建議咧喺政府飛行服務使用呢個直升機坪以外嘅時間咧，商用直升機公司咧係可以按政府釐定嘅收費咧係使用呢個直升機坪噶。但係唔論乜嘢嘅時間咧，政府嘅緊急同埋必須飛行服務咧都有絕對嘅優先使用權噶。咁至於商用直升機服務方面嘅情況咧，我想請阿陳生同各委員簡介。
多謝主席，各位委員早晨。正話啱，黃小姐都好簡單咁講咗下，即係政府喺嗰個會展中心，我哋希望興建一個政府直升機嘅一個建議啦嚇。咁就跟住咧，我會同大家介紹下，即係我哋而家有另外一個同呢個直升機坪相關嘅建議，就係將呢一個直升機坪咧開放俾呢個商業用途嘅嚇。咁或者我先講少少歷史咧，咪現時嘅直升機坪咧，如果我哋商業服務嗰啲咧，基本上全香港第一塊臨時嘅直升機坪喺西九龍嗰度嘅。咁就呢個西九龍呢個直升機坪咧，因為佢係臨時設施咧，其實過一段時間我哋都需要佢要搬走噶啦嚇。咁所以喺政府嚟講咧，為咗確保呢個區內直升機服務嗰長遠發展咧，其實我哋好有需要咧，係盡快物色到一個合適嘅地方咧，係能夠興建一個升降嘅設施，俾呢啲區內嘅直升機咧能夠繼續去營運嘅嚇。咁我哋講緊呢啲區內直升機咧，其實大部分係俾一啲遊客啦，即係我哋喺旅遊方面嘅一啲觀光直升機遊啊咁樣，同埋有啲部分嘅一啲商務嘅需求咁樣。咁就喺较早时间咧，其实我哋亦都喺今年一月嘅时候，相信咧大部分嘅委员都知道，我哋曾经去过共建维港委员会咧。当时我哋系介绍一个建议，就系我哋希望咧喺上环呢个西区公园体育馆旁边咧，系有一个直升我哋会兴建一个直升机嘅吓。咁喺嗰次我哋呢个建议嘅咨询嘅过程之中咧，其实我哋有征询过立法会啦、共建维港委员会啦、区议会啦，咁得翻嚟嗰个反应咧都 即係唔係好即係都幾mixed 嘅嚇。咁我哋可以咁講就相當多嘅人都贊成，特別喺立法會嗰度咧都贊成政府應該係有一個區內直升機坪嚇。咁但係咧對於上環選址嚟講咧就有相當一啲保留嘅聲音嚇，包括就對太過接近民居啦，有部分亦都認為佢其實並唔係真係喺個市中心裏邊嚇，迎合唔到我哋嗰個真正嗰個區內直升機嗰個發展嘅需要啦嚇。咁就亦都有部分嘅諮詢嘅人士就提出，就因為海旁嘅用地咧，其實係非常之有限、非常珍貴嘅。咁佢希望咧，我哋即係喺考慮個直升機嗰、那個長遠嘅發展嗰方面咧，係唔係能夠考慮即係將政府同埋商用呢啲設施都擺埋一齊嚇、啊，能夠我哋善用我哋而家海旁個用地咁樣。咁就過去嗰幾個月咧，其實政府就根據我哋收到啲意見咧，我哋好詳細咁喺內部咧再做過一輪嘅檢討咁樣嚇。最後咧，我哋亦都考慮到嚇喺二月嘅時候咧，立法會當時有兩個委員會，一個係經濟事務委員會，另外一個咧就係規劃地政同埋工程事務委員會嚇。佢哋當時係共同咁樣一致咁樣通過咗個動議，就提出兩點要求。第一咧就希望政府喺呢個商業中心區裏邊咧，能夠盡快物色一個地點嚟到興建一個商用嘅直升機設施。第二點呢就希望政府將我哋計劃喺會展中心興建嘅呢個直升機坪呢係開放俾商業性直升機用途嘅。咁、那個訊息其實好清晰㗎啦。我哋政府經過考慮之後呢亦都認為呢我哋願意接受呢個動議嘅首先短期啦，中短期嚟講，我哋認同可以將呢個喺會展中心嘅呢個直升機坪咧，開放俾呢個商業直升機去使用嚇，能夠希望盡量咧就利用呢個有限嘅地方嚇。咁我哋亦都喺文件裏面呢有少少段落，我哋有介紹到政府嗰個整體將來個直升機嘅發展，這個係回應其實喺較早時間我哋去共建維港委員會嘅時候呢，好多個委員都好關注政府喺規劃呢個直升機坪嘅發展嘅時候呢，我哋應該有一個比較長線一個整體嗰個規劃俾大家睇得到，咁所以我哋都喺文件裏面向大家介紹咗，就係、其實我哋今日講緊呢個呢只係講緊一個區內直升機坪嘅使用，咁呢個區內直升機坪純粹是即係俾本土直升機服務嘅啫。至於跨境嘅服務咧，其實我哋而家喺順德碼頭嗰度咧，已經有一個跨境嘅直升機設施喺度。政府亦都有計劃咧，我哋要將順德碼頭嗰個上蓋嗰度咧，我哋會再增擴建一個係直升機坪嚇，能夠滿足嗰個長遠嗰個需求嘅嚇。預期咧，而家我哋呢兩個建議都能夠得到落實的話呢，在跨境直升機的方面呢，我們能夠滿足到最少2015年那個預計的需求呢，在那個區域直升機那個即是區內在香港這個直升機的服務呢，我們是如果利用會展這個設施的話呢，亦都可以去到2020年那個預計的規劃都相對需要，即可以滿足得到的了。所以我希望即呢度亦都俾到大家有個感覺，就係政府我哋喺整體個直升機坪嗰個規劃方面咧，其實我哋係有自己一套通盤嘅考慮嘅嚇。咁就我諗我唔阻大家時間先，我先講到咁多，一陣有詳細嘅問題咧，我哋可以再進一步解答委員嘅問題嚇。多謝大家，
多謝阿黃小姐同埋阿陳生嘅介紹。咁因為我哋將議程第三、第四項係夾埋一齊夾埋一齊講啦。咁如果大家唔反對嘅話咧，或者我哋可以邀請Hong Kong Regional Heliport Working Group 咧，就亦都同我哋介紹佢哋嘅建議。咁佢哋咧就今次就冇文件俾呢個會議，但系咧就喺我哋共建維港委員會嘅優化灣仔同埋灣及鄰近地區海濱研究嚟講咧嘅構想階段咧，佢哋作出個回應。咁我相信委員都收咗呢份這個回應。咁或者Working Group 唔知佢哋會唔會想唔想有啲咩介紹？是麥太介紹定
嘅。多謝主席，各位早晨。我想我們今天呢有一個15分鐘左右的 PowerPoint presentation。Okay, 如果主席的容許呢 okay, 我請 John Lee 開始幫我們介紹。
Mr. Chairman and members, thank you very much. Government in their introductory comments have made a number of points, and I intend to address those points in the sections of the presentation as I move along. Any harbourfront development today, And indeed, any heliport proposal is a very sensitive issue. And we believe that our proposal will address those sensitivities. Indeed, the principles set out in the Harbour Envisioning Committee's engagement kit are very relevant to us. We've attended many of the meetings held during the envisioning stage and have met with many of you. And what we have heard from you is that it is not enough for a heliport to serve a vital government and transport need alone. It must also enhance the harbour front. We've also heard from you that it is not good enough to have reclamation. Our proposal, therefore, addresses five specific issues. First, harbourfront enhancement and public amenity. Second, the need for a multi-pad facility. Third, the reclamation issue. Fourth, local and regional transport issues. And last but not least, the very sensitive matter of noise. I can't help but make this presentation without undertaking a comparison with what government is proposing and has been proposing. And in our view, we don't believe that this proposal has moved with the times. Indeed, as you can see from your screens, their proposal removes from public accessibility 180 metres of prime harbour frontage, 1,300 square metres of popular promenade and viewing area. It also demolishes the existing ferry terminal building, which we say is a recyclable and potentially valuable public asset. Indeed, we believe their proposal fails to meet any of the principles set out in HEC's public engagement kit. What are we looking at? We're looking at a featureless and inhospitable concrete slab, which is inaccessible to the public. It's visually unattractive. There are no public facilities or amenities, and indeed there is the potential for the erection of a massive noise barrier to further separate the public from the harbour front. The final point here, not least, is that their proposal does not even cater for current helicopter transport needs, let alone for the future growth. Hong Kong is a spectacular place, and it deserves excellent facilities. And we believe that our proposal is a vision of a heliport that will serve all segments of the community and meet their expectations for a people-orientated development in the vicinity of Golden Bauhinia Square. We've detected in our discussions that there is an increasingly strong emotional attachment to the Golden Bauhinia Square, and public expectations for the use of land around the square have changed dramatically over the last 5 years. The HEC public engagement kit highlights the need for future development to provide a lively and accessible harbourfront, and we believe that principle is fundamental in our proposal. The heliport will be a people-orientated place that it can be enjoyed both by the residents and visitors. It's going to be an attraction, a destination, a meeting place, a place to show off to visitors, an educational place for school groups to visit. Indeed, our proposal will provide a harbourfront enhancing facility able to meet both present and future needs. By recycling and refurbishing the existing ferry terminal building, we're going to provide a community facility that is open for all to enjoy within the public facilities at Golden Bauhinia Square. And we believe that it should be truly interesting, accessible, lively, and vibrant. The building will also provide a natural noise barrier and visual separation between the helipads and the public activity areas. What you're looking at in this slide is a building that could provide restaurant and coffee shop facilities, educational exhibits, a mini museum, a viewing gallery, and of course an open observation deck. But all that will be in addition to the dedicated government and commercial helicopter facilities required by each of the users, that is to say, dedicated arrival and departure lounges and office space. Through the public consultation process, we have heard a variety of suggestions which have converged into one concept, and we believe our proposal meets that convergence. Indeed, our design philosophy has provided for complete separation between government and commercial operations within this one compact and efficient facility. Moving to the tricky subject of reclamation, our proposal includes three pad formation options. Three. None of them involves conventional reclamation. The first option is for the construction of four circular column foundations with a total area of 255 square metres, and indeed you can see that from the slide in front of you. The second option is for a pile-supported structure similar to a marine pier. And the third option is a floating pontoon structure, which is a well-tried and proven method currently in use in Vancouver and Melbourne. Now, regardless of the method of heliport construction, there will be no permanent alteration or disturbance to the existing harbour shoreline. And indeed, complete removal of the heliport facility can be accomplished if future conditions should dictate for any reason. Now, this is unlike land formation by conventional reclamation, which, once in place, is unlikely to ever be removed and the area restored to its original state. In each case, the structure is minimal, limited only to the requirements of the helicopter surface and access ramps. In addition, we suggest that any proposal for a temporary harbour structure, whether for this heliport or for any other development, is subject to an approved decommissioning plan. We believe this is an issue of principle which the HEC may wish to pursue as a matter of regulating development, whilst recognising that our harbour is a living harbour serving the changing needs of the whole community. Commercial users and government have shared heliports in Hong Kong for almost 50 years, and indeed the shared facilities have run well in the past. I may like to draw members' attention to the fact that the last shared facility, which you see here on the slide at Harcourt Road, was expanded specifically at the request of government. Why? Because the two-pad facility that used to be there was deemed to be insufficient to cope with the then current demands of multiple commercial users and GFS. I would ask, what has changed? And the answer might well be that demand has grown rather than shrunk. A multi-pad heliport is essential to accommodate multiple users and to ensure long-term viability. And ladies and gentlemen, long-term planning is important if we're to provide for sustainable growth. In addition, our proposal, we believe, fully meets or exceeds government's requirements regarding safety and security, whether for emergency, CASEVAC, or police cooperation missions, and certainly provides for vehicle access for those emergency services. In addition, there will be a control tower provided to assist with local control of flight operations, subject, of course, to CLK, and coordination of flight deck operations, that is, operations on the ground, to coordinate with local air and marine traffic, both essential elements for safe and efficient operation of the airport. Why a heliport? Well, this slide demonstrates that the PRD is the fastest growing region in China, and Hong Kong businesses are the biggest investors in the PRD, and Hong Kong is the natural jumping off point for international visitors. So our proposal will benefit the wider community, ladies and gentlemen, by enhancing Hong Kong's competitive position in the region. You heard some introductory comments from government about Macau Ferry Terminal and the cross-border issue. Macau Ferry Terminal currently has one pad, and there are proposals to build a second, which would make for a total of two pads. We believe that that is inadequate, and in fact will only go towards meeting the growth between Hong Kong and Macau. As a result, we say that MFT, Macau Ferry Terminal, cannot be an exclusive cross-border heliport for two reasons: lack of capacity and the fact that only twin-engine helicopters can use it. Ladies and gentlemen, you may or may not be aware that 85% of world commercial operations are run by single-engined helicopters. And the reason for that is that they're both viable and affordable to the public. Therefore, a permanent heliport suitable for single-engine machines is the way forward. But this can only be provided at surface level in order to comply with Civil Aviation Department requirements. Hong Kong's competitiveness will be adversely affected if an inadequate heliport is built. And according to government's own study, as reported to the LegCo just last month, this is the only site within the Central Business District at which a heliport suitable for single-engine helicopters can be built. Mention has been made of demand, and this slide is a summary of a government-sponsored study undertaken in 2002 by MVA, which shows growth being quite dramatic. In addition, we've heard from CAC that they intend to speed up the liberalisation of airspace, and the head of CAC has been quoted on that matter recently in the press. Therefore, in our view, it's only a matter of time, and the question is Hong Kong going to be ready to capture that opportunity, or is it going to be marginalised by somebody else? The next issue, the last issue, by no means the least, is the noise issue. And as we all know, ladies and gentlemen, this is an extremely emotional issue. It's common to both proposals, though. Unfortunately, there have been a lot of misleading comments in the press recently about noise. The fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, that noise is all around us in the urban environment. And helicopter noise has to be considered in the context of existing ambient noise levels. At many locations, heliport noise will be largely overtaken by that existing ambient noise. As a result, in many of the locations, you will not be able to hear helicopter movements. The proposed site, the one you're looking at, is furthest removed from the residential buildings or other noise-sensitive receivers. If I may say so, that is a major contrast between this site and the alternative at Sheung Wan. In order to be completely open about this matter, and because of its sensitivity, we have further commissioned Mock Connell to undertake further noise tests at 10 predetermined locations in this vicinity. And of course, we're going to be happy to share the results of those of that study with interested parties. The idea being to show what is current ambient noise and to set that against proposed helicopter noise. What I can say about noise is that it quickly dissipates over the waterfront, and it is proposed that all approach and departure routes be routed over water. The retained ferry terminal building provides a natural noise barrier, and it will be retrofitted to enhance noise mitigation both inside and outside the building, as well as undertaking noise mitigation features on the helipad itself. Because we believe that heliports should be good neighbours, and they can be when properly planned, designed and operated. In conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, there's a choice to be made. An intelligent choice must be made. Is it to be the option on the left, or is it to be the option on the right? We say that the economic future of Hong Kong and the future of our harbourfront are both at stake here. So let us not squander this unprecedented opportunity, because we're going to have to live with the consequences of our choices for a long time to come. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for that. I have got materials that I will be happy to hand out with bullet points to remind you of the issues that I have addressed this morning. And in addition, I have brought a model which after the meeting or during the Q&A, if you just allow me a second, a model that shows graphically what our proposal is all about. I won't belabor the points that I've made, but you see here in the model, the helipad with one of the options that I formation, the terminal building as a noise barrier, and how this interacts with the Golden Bauhinia Square frontage. The problem is it's easily decommissioned and taken away. As is this. But I'd be happy to take any questions on this because it touches on a number of the issues that I've addressed to you this morning, the five issues that I've talked about. But feel free if you'd like to come and have a look and we can discuss that afterwards. Thank you very much.
Okay. 多謝, Mr. John Lack. 就, 在委員有發問之前呢我想問一問因為剛才第一個政府的介紹講完之後呢就 Hong Kong Regional Helipad Working Group 介紹的時候亦都有提過政府的建議咁我唔知政府代表陳先生同埋黃小姐你想唔想有任何補充
多謝這個工作組呢其實在整個我們那個香港那個直升機場的發展那方面呢其實他們都投入了他們很多的一些工作和投入了他們很多的精神這樣所以我都覺得這件事是一件好事因為很多政府我們提出的建議亦都有一些另外民間業界他們的工作組呢亦都可以提出他們自己的一些想法其實在這個過程之中大家不斷跟我們跟工作組都有很多的聯絡這樣其實這樣 就工作小組提出的一些建議首先我有少少就或者這麼說在這幅圖我不是太喜歡現在我們收到左邊的幅圖因為其實對我們有少少不太公平就因為呢其實我們那個 詳細的設計各方面都是我們還未做的包括很多你可以做的 landscaping 美化環境那些我希望到我們真的有我們自己政府那套具體的做得漂亮的版本的時候才給大家到時候可能大家才make a judgment 都不定所以這個時間首先我想那個點我們講一講政府對於工作組的一個建議其實我們有兩 主要的一個考慮點我希望今天我們在稍後展開的討論裏面我們都可以再詳細去談的第一就是工作組所提出的這個對於未來那個交通流量那個需求那裡整個在灣仔現在他這個建議是建基於呢它是要滿足 區內直升機和跨境直升機服務的需求在我們的文件和較早時間的介紹亦都在工作組裏面有指出我們希望在跨境的直升機方面其實是要用順德 的直升機坪有幾個原因的或者我都再解釋一下第一順德那裡已經是現有的一個直升機坪還有一個最大的好處在那裡就是那裡現時已經是有了海關和邊防那些我們所謂的CIQ的設施在那裡 我們覺得從整體的社會的資源的運用來講其實我們用在順德碼頭那裡來講這個是最好的一件事因為始終最後那些東西都是由納稅人要支付的一些公帑來的這個第一點的考慮還有第二點我們都相信就是我們要知道現在用這些雙引擎的飛機它們是做跨境服務它們是用得到順德的這個直升機升降屏的我記得我們在一月來的共建維港委員會的時候很多委員當時都問出一個問題為什麼我們不可以多 多些去利用屋頂來給直升機去升降呢其實我們看得到跨境直升機的一個特點就是它們很多是採用雙引擎的這種機種而它們正正就是可以利用得到屋頂這個這樣的 landing pad 所以如果我們在 港澳碼頭那裡繼續用這個屋頂採取一個擴建的形式其實我們已經完全可以滿足得到跨境直升機未來的發展的需求 正話我都解釋過就是去到2015年 其實我們現在預期那些我們通過加建一塊直升機坪令到順德那裡變成兩塊坪已經足夠可以滿足得到再長遠一點如果直升機那個跨境特別是珠三角那些業務是繼續增長的話其實在我們政府 2012年的時候我們做的一個那些顧問報告呢 亦都很清楚再提出一種可能性就是在港澳碼頭的外碼頭 又或者喺東南九龍，即係我哋啟德個地方咧，其實我哋仲可以考慮咧，再進一步擴建一啲直升機嘅設施嘅。咁所以我希望大家就睇一睇，我哋喺呢個直升機場咯。首先我哋考慮就係現時嘅設施，如果已經我哋可以用得到，亦都我哋唔需要再拎走維港旁邊嘅土地，我哋可以利用屋頂嘅話，我哋覺得呢個係一個最好嘅一個解決方法嚇，對市民對公眾嚟講，呢個最好嘅方法。第二點我哋會關注到嘅咧，就係大家睇正話嗰個工作組佢哋嘅建議咧，其實佢有一個係需要喺海面上邊咧，佢哋建造一個浮台嘅。嗱，佢有提過話幾個 option 嚇，咁我自己都正話好留意咁樣聽到Mr. John Lee 用嘅 term 嚇，佢係叫做 unconventional 嘅 reclamation 嚇，係咪 reclamation？ 我今日我唔喺呢度，我哋再詳細去探討。但係咧，我哋要亦都關注到咧，社會嚟講、公眾嚟講，對於維港是非常之珍惜的，我们不希望呢进一步呢将维港的面积去减少，除非是一个很强很强的一个需要。啊、所以呢我们觉得既然现在我们讲的跨境直升机服务，我们在顺德完全做得到，而我们在湾仔现在我们愿意将政府的直升机坪拿出来跟那个商用直升机坪大家去共享，而这个共享呢根据我们的预测呢是去到2020年呢是完全没有问题的情况下，我觉得我们在这个阶段我们不会需要通过在海上再增加其他的一些设施、你叫它 unconventional 也好，或者 conventional 的 reclamation 也好，我们都不希望去做这件事。或者我都可以再补充少少资料给委员，其实我们最开头呢政府的直升机坪其实我们是需要填海的，我哋需要現有嘅碼頭嗰度咧，再填多我好似700-800米到嘅一個海面，但係因為鑑於大家對個海港嗰個重視咧，其實我哋政府已經自動地將呢個填海嘅範圍縮細，我哋就利用現家個碼頭已經有咗嗰笪地咧，我哋物盡其用咁樣去做、即使我哋可能會少咗一塊 pad， 我哋都在所不計。咁我希望呢一點咧，亦都大家可以考慮埋嘅。咁呢個就初步我哋政府對於個直升機工作小組咧，佢哋嗰個建議嘅一部嘅部分嘅反應嚇。或者稍後時間大家再有問題的時候，我們可以進一步解答。多謝主席。
OK， 多謝陳先生。就不知道委員有什麼問題、意見，希望大家可以提出來。Steven，
多謝主席。我想問回現在在政府飛行服務隊臨時直升機的升降坪那裡，即是現在在起石區那裡，那個現在那個地方和將來現在政府提出說即係有限度嘅，即係將會用嚟做兩用嗰個地方嗰個比較，即係現時嘅尺寸同埋將來嘅尺寸嗰度，唔知係點樣嘅咧？
多謝委員。就現時灣仔我哋嗰個臨時直升機坪咧，係比將來嗰個金紫荊直升機坪咧係大啲嘅，即係現時灣仔嗰、那個。咁以一個長度嚟計咧。就灣仔嗰個直升機坪咧，現時咧係160米嘅。咁而金紫荊現在嗰、那個即係碼頭嗰個位置咧，大概係90米度長度。咁如果闊度咧，灣仔嗰個直升機坪係33米嘅。咁而金紫荊嗰個碼頭咧，那個闊度咧係30米嘅啫。所以你其實可以睇到咧，係得翻2/3嘅面積嘅。
阿張，我想繼續跟進咧，就依家現時嗰個臨時嘅停機坪咧，就淨係政府用嘅啫。我覺得就即係我自己覺得好似係啦。咁如果依家個使用量咧，好似都幾多下。咁將來如果嗰個已經細咗，淨係2/3要兩用咧，即係嗰個安全嘅程度會係點樣咧？
多謝委員提問。咁咧就其實我哋政府飛行服務隊咧喺嗰個使用量嗰方面咧就一路都好平均嘅。咁現時灣仔嗰、那個即係使用量咧，大概平均咧每日咧大有5至6架次到。咁包括啲緊急服務同埋一啲嘅即係必要嘅政府服務。咁我哋咧亦都係基於喺附近嗰個環境嘅問題啦，例如即係有一個即係吸烤室同埋居民，即係近銅鑼灣嗰啲居民嗰個影響咧，我哋都係盡量咧喺我哋安排即係嗰個班次，除咗緊急服務，安排一啲定時即係嗰個政府服務嘅班次嗰度咧，係盡量遷就嘅。所以喺呢一方面咧，我哋係做咗好多功夫。 咁至於你話第時嗰個金紫荊嗰度我哋要共用喺一個咁細嘅環境之下共用咧，咁我哋唯一可以希望做得到咧，就係喺嗰個升降嘅程序嗰方面咧，就作出一啲嘅安排。咁咧就務求咧，令到咧就係第一，政府飛行服務即係緊急服務咧，係唔會受到延誤。尤其是我哋再揾一啲傷者或者作一啲緊急嘅服務。咁第二咧，亦都希望咧係一個運作上面嗰安全咧係達到即係我哋本身嗰個要求。咁所以呢一方面咧，我哋會稍後如果當喺嗰個有個詳細嘅即係 study 之後咧，我哋會喺嗰個運作嘅守則上面咧，就會再詳細同業界咧就一齊商討，咁務求咧令到嗰個運作咧係安全同埋有效嘅。
Okay. Nick first and then Greg.
Chairman, I think we'd all agree this falls into the category, I think, of difficult decisions, and we've talked about how we would address, if you like, the issue of non-compatible uses when we were presented with this sort of challenge. I mean, this almost falls into the category of no win, being very honest about it. Whatever we do, whatever is the eventual solution, there are going to be those who are unhappy, I think. My sense is that our role today is almost damage mitigation and minimization as against enhancement. I mean, there's nothing we can do in terms of enhancement, but obviously in terms of getting the facility in the right location, we can, if you like, minimize and mitigate the impact. Just dealing with the two presentations, I have to say I was very disappointed with the government presentation. We are being asked to make a judgment. You haven't done anything to demonstrate, certainly from my perspective, that you've thought about the harbour planning principles, that you've thought about enhancement. We just have a very simple two-dimensional plan. And that's not sufficient for the purposes of this committee, quite frankly. Our role is to protect and watch the waterfront. And what you provide today gives me no comfort whatsoever in terms of what you plan to do. You mention in your presentation that Sheung Wan has been set aside because of noise concerns. I have to say, and this applies also to the private sector proposal, that I would have noise concerns with regard to either the platform on the right or the platform on the left, as they were described, the option on the left and option on the right. I can't believe that the regular frequency of helicopters is not going to have an impact on what is one of our prime assets. The Hong Kong Exhibition Centre is a prime asset, and there are many, many meetings held there as well as exhibitions, and I can't believe that there isn't going to be some noise impact. And indeed, perhaps the private sector proponents might like to just comment on the number of flights a day that we could expect if it was a combined facility. Government's commented, I think, on 40 movements a day, but that's just their movements, if you like. I think it would be helpful for us to know how many movements in total they're likely to be. What I'm particularly interested in is this rejection, if you like, of, and it was touched upon by the earlier question, of the temporary GFS helipad. Seems to me that platform, it's there, it's formed, it avoids the whole issue of reclamation. It's larger than anything that's been proposed to date. It sticks out, it's a promontory out into the water. The noise impact must be far less there than anywhere else. Why has that been set aside? Because in terms of my money, I would want that particular option to be very firmly considered and strong arguments put forward for its rejection if it is to be rejected. Because I'm not satisfied that either of the two locations that suggested today is the right one.
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman. If I may respond to one or two of the points made by Mr. Brook, specifically noise mitigation. Noise is perceived differently in different locations. Noise when you're stood outside in the street close to the heliport is of course much more intrusive and sometimes downright unpleasant, but that is not often the case when you're inside a double glazed building. I'd like to remind members that many years ago when the proposal to build the Academy for Performing Arts was put forward, one of the first things that the Jockey Club, who funded that facility, said was Harcourt Road will have to disappear. It can't possibly be conducive to the operations within the APA building. So government and ourselves undertook some tests to just see exactly what we were talking about. And what the tests showed, and don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, that the Harcourt Road heliport is not right out, was not right outside the APA, but what the tests showed was that the traffic in Gloucester Road was more intrusive to the APA than heliport noise. And indeed, inside a double-glazed building, certainly for the APA, you were not able to hear helicopters moving in and out of Harcourt Road. But hopefully, Mr. Book, that goes to some way towards meeting that point. In terms of movements, and it was a point that was raised by one of your colleagues just a moment ago, historically, Harcourt Road was two paths. And at government's request, it was expanded. And this is many years ago. Nothing to do with cross-border. This is just purely domestic usage. Many years ago, it was expanded because government and ourselves couldn't agree on the access egress issue. You must not forget that when we talk about a movement, we're talking about a movement in and a movement out. And helicopters are not like buses where they just pull up to the stop, take on a passenger and move away. Helicopters arrive and are parked and will be on the pad for any number of minutes. Now, I, as the former Commodore of the Yacht Club, have sat long and observed what's going on at Wan Chai. And what I have seen in the government movements is that many of them do shut down or stand idling, that is with engines running, on the pad for anything up to 30 minutes. Now, it is not possible. That would mean a two-pad scenario. You'd have one pad occupied with a machine running or turned off, leaving only one pad available to cater for movements. So when you take account of the number of movements that GFS mentioned and our own movements, which we project just on a domestic sightseeing type operation, would be something in the order of about 30 movements a day, then, and that is one operator. The second operator, also running domestic movements, I don't know his numbers, but it's going to be an additional number. You can very quickly come to the conclusion that two pads is just not going to meet current demand, let alone growth.
All right, Chairman, just by way of clarification, are we then talking of 70 to 80 movements a day? Would that be a...
Currently, no, certainly not. But in the foreseeable future, if we're planning in the next 5-10 years, I could see us getting there quite quickly, yes.
或者在這裡我想跟進一點講到噪音問題如果個論點是在室內 double glaze 之後噪音影響是比室外少很多的話我自己個人都有一點擔心因為我們在說在金紫荊廣場旁邊起緊個直升機坪 大家都知道咧，就普遍一般市民嘅睇法就係、金紫荊廣場嚟講咧，就好多國內嚟嘅遊客。咁但係亦都可以從另外一個角度睇，點解國內嘅遊客去金紫荊廣場咧？點解佢哋要喺金紫荊影張相咧？就係、呢個可能係我好主觀嘅睇法，就係、中國人覺得中國收翻香港啊。咁如果係咁嘅話咧，咁令我聯想到就話。 如果北京市政府，當然我相信冇可能嘅事啦，喺天安門廣場或者係人民英雄紀念碑隔離起嘅直升機場，咁我哋作為即係唔好講北京市民啦，我哋如果作為香港居民去北京參觀遊覽，我哋又點睇咧？咁呢個咧就我個人少少突然間諗起啫。OK，
Cracker 先係咪有問題？
主席，我咧就。 其實咧就 即當即係正話，我哋睇到兩嗰、那個第十四張 slide 嗰度咧，就比較咗兩個建議。咁當然呢本書裏邊啲彩色公仔係個私人發展商嘅建議，梗係好靚啦，又 vibrant harbour 咁樣。咁政府嗰個咧就黑麻麻咁樣。咁但係我就同情咧，就因為政府嘅起嗰、那個要個直升機場嘅目的咧係做咩咧？即係要啲藍帽子好快就要一去到就即刻去啟寧州去，或者睇下咩監獄騷亂啊，或者有個一行山人士跌跛咗隻腳，急急要飛佢嚟送佢瑪麗醫院。咁你梗係最快最簡單。咁我諗從嗰個角度去睇，梗係一個最快捷，即係救命啦、啊，或者去。咁所以我都了解到點解會係咁。但係我覺得可能以即係從我哋嘅角度去睇，我哋都希望話。即係在可能範圍之內咧，都有啲即係除咗啲 landscape 之外咧，都有啲做得好少少咁樣啦。嗱，假設嚇，即係嗰、那個或者法律個觀點又好，公眾嘅反應又好咧，我哋唔要咗嗰啲假填海啦，即係嗰鋪住曬、冚曬成個蓋、冚曬冚我哋個海港嗰啲，我哋唔要嘅話咧，咁你淨係得翻你嗰幅灰色嗰幅嘢啦。咁你可唔可以即係又靠嗰幅即係嗰幅灰色嗰幅嘢，可唔可以做到又好似用翻個碼頭咁？即係譬如話有翻個碼頭，就裏邊有玻璃幕牆啊，咁上邊有紅色咁，咁即係啲公仔都係咁排翻咁靚，即係當然實際上都幾靚啦，可能。咁但係又用翻個屋頂嚟去做你啲美洲炮啊，乜乜乜咁嗰啲去落去用咧？即係我嘅意思話，有冇一個方法係即係你可以做到，即係有咩建議可以做到？譬如話唔拆個碼頭，就用佢屋頂去俾你啲藍帽子或者救傷隊咁之類咧。即係假設如果當時我哋個將來個計劃係變到咁，即係保存翻個碼頭，就裏邊就又有啲依啲咁嘅 shops 啊，或者依啲咁嘅。是不是因為一定不得的了，從你們的角度去看呢， 就一定要停在那個 6.5 那個 MPD 那幅平地上面，最多種啲樹擺幾個花盆的。 OK， 阿
卓卓，
多謝主席。我想借這個機會都回應一下 Mr. Brooks 和Mr. Greg Wong 剛才提過那幾個問題。我要承認我們的圖 graphic 都沒有做得那麼漂亮，這個很咁就有幾個地方我希望呢度都要講一講先。頭先 Mr. Brooks 講緊嗰個上環個選址，點解我哋暫時我哋擺埋一邊咧？即係其實唔單止淨係嗰個噪音問題，我哋仲話講咗唔少嗰個噪音問題。其實上環嗰度當時有幾個意見嘅，一個就係話佢都始終係唔係喺嗰個比較市中心嘅地方，呢個係一個好大嘅考慮點。同埋另外一個考慮點咧，就係、是當時係有好強嘅聲音，就係點解我哋唔將即係既然嗰個直升機嗰個運作咧，始終係有啲噪音嘅時候，我哋點解唔將啲商業同埋政府啲擺埋一齊，而係要遍地開花咁樣咧？咁呢個其實係喺我哋做嗰個諮詢嘅過程之中咧，比較清晰出嚟嘅兩個聲音嘅。咁所以咧，我哋當時就考慮到即係點樣要善用咧，我哋先至講緊話將灣仔呢一個咧，我哋攞翻出嚟俾嗰個同埋商業一齊用咧。呢個係即係我頭先解翻我第一問題，唔係淨係純粹嗰個噪音嘅問題。好啦，只是那個噪音的問題都好了。我亦都記得我們在一月來到共建維港委員會的時候，當時亦都有一個聲音給到我們，就是直升機場不應該太接近民居，最好能夠是在一些有商業發展的比較高的建築物的附近來到發展的直升機坪，這樣才能夠將那個對居民的影響是減至最低的。剛才 Mr. Book 有提過，就是在現時灣仔的 PCWA， 即是所謂那個貨物棄捨區的地方，為什麼一定我們不可以再進一步研究這個可能性呢？這樣在個規劃和工程的方面，一陣我相信可能我們在規劃或者那邊的部門的同事可以可能可以再解釋一下。但是呢，我要 講一樣嘢，就喺個噪音嗰方面嚟講咧，其實喺灣仔而家個臨時嗰個直升機設施咧，附近係比較接近民居嘅嚇、啊。事實上咧，喺飛行服務隊咧搬咗過去之後咧，民航處亦都有收到一啲有關噪音嘅一啲投訴嚇、啊。灣仔區議會嗰方面咧，亦都係好關注咧，一度有表達個意見就係話對附近嘅居民咧係造成個滋擾，但係咧佢哋亦都未後充分理解到而家嗰個咧只係個臨時嘅設施，同埋咧即使係有時佢嘈咧。基本上都是因為救傷扶危，例如在離島那裡找傷者、啊、病人、啊、出來，他們都很即公眾的很負責任的態度，他們接受了這件事、啊、當然在個規劃那邊就有些其他考慮，為什麼要搬、啊、好了，剛才、啊、主席你有提出就是說我們是否在香港的類似天安門的地方去建一個直升機場、啊、我相信這個是一個很難的一個抉擇、啊、剛才委員一開頭也都說了、啊、我們處於一個 很難的一個 境界、在較早時間我們向立法會提交的文件亦都尾後呢就、有個副本呢就給了、共建維港委員會的成員的，就是我們在最近這幾個月亦都在很努力地嘗試緊在由上環大笪地開始一路去到灣仔填海區，而家我哋灣仔填海二期嚇，或者灣仔發展第二期嘅二西呢個地段咧，我哋再嘗試過揾噶啦。我哋揾咗19塊地，但呢19塊地咧，發覺咧，基於各種嘅原因，因為佢係規劃嘅原因又好，技術安全嘅原因都好，完全都係唔適用嘅嚇。咁所以咧，揾到最後咧，亦都只係證實咗我哋只能夠要用翻金紫荊呢個咁嘅地方，係一個好難嘅決定嚇。咁即係同埋咧，我相信就我哋要考慮到嗰、那個即係。飛行服務隊擺喺嗰度咧，其實呢個係最開頭嗰個建議嚟嘅嚇。只不過我哋係回應社會上特別立法會嘅需求，將呢一塊咁嘅直升機坪咧開放俾商業嘅用途咁解嘅啫嚇。咁、那個選址方面咧，其實已經有以往一段發展嘅歷史喺度嘅存在嚇。我哋而家面對一個係即係比較困難嘅局面嚇，但係亦都冇一啲更好嘅一個選擇咁樣嚇。咁就至於頭先有提委員提到咧，就有關個直升機嗰個升降嗰個數量問題嚇。呢度我相信我希望俾少數字俾大家嚇。頭先飛行服務隊講，我哋大概而家每年飛行服務隊利用嗰個直升機嘅升降次數大概5000架次到一年嚇。呢5000架次其實相對平均嘅，我哋都唔預期咧喺未來嗰幾年咧，你會突然間會有啲好高嘅增加咁樣嚇。增加會來自邊度呢？可能會係啲商用嘅直升機嚇。商用直升機嘅升降價錢，我哋睇翻一個數據，喺2004年全年，我哋講緊全香港，包括西九龍嚇，包括另外喺半島酒店頂嘅時候，嗰度有一個直升機坪，我哋講緊8000個價錢嚇。咁而將來我哋喺灣仔呢度撇除咗俾政府飛行服務隊嗰5000個價錢之外咧，我哋仲可以有大概20000個價錢係俾到商業直升機嘅。咁、啊、呢個相對於04年現時嗰個處理量嚟講呢，大概有 2.4 倍，亦、啊、都係合乎我哋喺2002年2003年嘅時候呢政府所做嘅嗰個預測，佢係、啊、希望去到2020年呢，我哋講緊都大概係20000到個商業直升機嘅一個升降價錢。咁、啊、所以點解我開頭嘅時候我已經講緊，就係我哋其實睇嘅時候呢，唔係講緊呢三幾年嘅事、啊、我哋講緊已經去到2020年嘅一個規劃嘅情況。啊，咁呢個我希望就喺嗰個直升機個升降嗰個數據方面咧，俾大家再有一個比較清晰啲嘅一個了解嚇。正話阿 Mr. Wong 有提過一個，就係話喂，我哋可唔可以將來嗰個直升機坪做得好啲咧？咁樣嚇嗱，呢度咧我諗亦都係我哋面對一個取捨嘅問題啦。如果我能夠喺外邊嗰度，你用一個填海嘅方式又好，又或者借用工作組嘅呢個 unconventional reclamation 嘅方式都好。咁當然啦，如果我哋有多啲地，我可以做好多嘢，我可以做到好靚嚇。但係而家我面對就係我哋唔希望有任何嘅填海，我只能夠利用現時嗰笪地。其實我要擠兩塊直升機升降坪擺喺嗰度咧，已經係相對難嘅一件事啦嚇。我哋喺設計嘅時候，包括買到幾多個車位啊？嗰、那個停機即係俾客人等候機嘅地方有幾大？其實我哋都已經搞盡腦汁㗎啦，因為你要考慮到嗰個升降嗰個安全嘅問題嚇，成個直升機個航道啊，佢嗰個兩塊升降坪之間嘅分隔啊，其實好多技術上嘅考慮嘅嚇。咁我希望可以今日俾到大家嘅信息就係、是，我哋而家暫時上嚟只不過概念，我哋希望就即係因為而家仲喺一個 ambitioning 嘅 stage 嚇，我哋俾大家知道，喂，我哋而家有咁嘅諗法，將來嗰度擺啲咁嘅升降坪，但係進一步嗰啲技術嗰啲細節嗰啲，其實我哋仲要做嘅嚇。咁呢個我諗我將來喺個設計個階段咧，我哋都好清楚呢個作為喺香港一個咁特別嘅地方咧，我哋係要充分考慮到第一，佢喺嗰個維港邊；第二，佢有一個相當大嘅一個社會功能喺嗰度嚇。咁喺設計方面咧，我哋 希望咧将嗰个噪音咧能够系减到最低吓，同埋咧喺个美化同整体个海滨个设计方面咧，点样做到融合得好啲？呢方面我相信喺我哋下一步会做嘅时候咧，呢个系我哋一定会考虑嗰啲因素嚟嘅吓。咁或者我再睇一睇我哋自己同事会唔会其他啊？唯一一个就系另外嗰、那个可唔可以即系有翻到？码头屋顶嗰度咧，我相信呢个可能会一定嘅难度，因为我哋讲紧嘅好多系单引擎直升机，即系基于安全嗰个飞行安全嘅需要咧，呢、这个唔系我哋香港定嘅，呢、这个系国际民航组织佢哋一啲规定吓。我相信有一定嘅难度，就系俾佢哋保留个码头，然之后要喺屋顶嗰度去做升降吓。咁、这、呢个真系一个安全嘅考虑吓。
或者就我補充少少就啊隊友啊 Dr. Wong 所話飛行服務隊嘅超級美洲炮可唔可以喺個屋頂嗰度即係降落？即係利用現時碼頭上面咁樣。咁其實飛行服務隊本身嘅直升機咧係即係有一個即係喺運作上面有一個 provision 咧係可以喺屋頂嗰度降落。咁但係咧當我哋要考慮到利用屋頂降落同埋係即係相對喺地面嘅直升機坪咧，我哋有好多考慮因素嘅。第一咧就係嗰、那個本身屋頂利用屋頂直升機坪升降嘅時候咧，佢本身所以承受到嗰個飛機嗰個運載量咧係比喺地面嘅直升機坪係少嘅。咁如果當我哋要即係話要運載一啲即係 PTU 即係機動部隊嘅同事同埋加埋佢嗰啲嘅儀器啊，或者佢哋啲槍械啊之類咁嘅負載物嘅時候咧，相對嚟講咧，屋頂嘅直升機坪咧係唔能夠達到即係整察部嗰個要求嘅。咁再加埋咧就係、是如果我哋要起個屋頂嘅直升機坪嘅話咧，我哋又點樣可以將嗰啲傷病者由一架即係由屋頂嗰度，然後好快脆咁運送落去地面嗰個十字車嗰度，然之後再去醫院咧？咁呢一方面咧，我哋即係其實喺即係考慮過嗰、那個方面咧，係作出好大嘅即係唔同嘅考慮咯，咁所以我哋自己覺得咧，就是、一個地面嘅直升機坪咧，相對嚟講咧係比較上係方便，同埋喺個運作效益啊，同埋嗰個成本上面咧都係比較上係好啲嘅。唔該曬。
多謝各位，我想補充一下陳生正話講嘅中西區，即係區議會同埋中西區市民對於擺上環區嗰、那個即係睇法啦。因為那裡的確是比較近民居的，還有那裡原本現在用的就是一個臨時建築材料轉運站，即是我們過去十年來講，政府經常內容中要提出向區議會呢是要續用這個地方，其實每一次呢都是很大的反應，即是只不過呢就是臨時，那直到今年呢我們都是很成功地呢是將它即係呢個推低咗，就係冇一個咁嘅臨時地方。主要就係區議會同埋市民咧，係好想用嗰個地方咧，係即係美化同埋即係重用嗰、那個即係海濱嘅地方，因為嗰度就一個室內運動場，跟住一個中山紀念公園，即係嗰度嘅地方係好用。咁所以點解嗰啲居民對於聽到話有直升機咧係好反感？我哋討論過，亦都去過見過局方啊、經濟局啊，咁都係強烈反對呢樣嘢。即係我想喺呢度表達呢個居民嘅訴求。
Hardy 举手先，或者 Hardy 先同我，然之后阿 Donald， 然之
后 Mr. Smith。
正话咧，正话可以，我听到就有提出咧，关于喺个选址嘅问题度咧，就有曾经提出咧，就话有19幅嘅地咧，就去经过去考虑。咁我都想清研睇下咧，就系边19幅。因為咧喺個，但係每一幅咧，我相信都有呢個好處或者有弊處。咁我覺得正話你亦都有提到咧，就係話19幅之中好多部分咧，就有啲咧就唔用得，規限問題。第二咧就有啲係規劃嗰度咧就已經劃咗俾第二個其他嘅用途。其實咧，就我覺得呢一樣嘢咧，就未必係我本人唔係好同意，因為喺海邊嘅周邊嘅每一幅地咧，其實而家都應該，尤其是係中環 或者去到灣仔，或者去到銅鑼灣，每一幅地咧都有佢嘅價值。今日以往可能喺十年前做咗嘅規劃咧，可能而家應該要有作出修改嘅必要，未能夠咧適合時宜。喺共建維港委員會，另外亦都有一個小組咧，就係 Harbour Planning Committee 咧，就係專責咧，就係每一幅地喺而家維多利亞港每一幅地咧，都要考慮到一個全面性，或者係每一個個別用地嘅規劃咧，都係應該係由佢哋嘅審慎嘅考慮。咁我覺得俾我幾難相信咧，就係因為係以前已經硬性規定咗嘅，而未必能夠未必一定 pass 到今日嗰個 Protection of Harbour Ordinance 嘅話咧，咁以前嘅規劃咧係要作出必定要有作出嘅一定嘅修改。而如果你哋覺得今日嘅 helipad 係比呢個仲更加重要嘅話咧，修改咧，我相信係必然嘅。所以我希望咧，規劃署咧重新咧將19幅地咧再研究多一次，喺邊啲地方咧係可以俾呢個 heliport 嘅利用。可以可能增加咧我哋選址嘅選擇嘅地方。多謝。
Okay. 到時舉咗嚟幫Donald講先好嘛？
多謝主席。咁咧就今日冇灣仔區議員出席，咁我都即係可能講講灣仔即係社區嘅立場嘅。因為呢單即係直升機呢個項目咧，其實喺灣仔區議會都傾過。咁咧就其實我諗區議會嘅立場都代表我諗灣仔啲社區立場咧，就係即係佢哋會勉強接受咧，就係有個直升機坪就用嚟做即係政府飛行服務隊嚟用作緊急用途嘅，但佢哋咧就唔接受咧就直升機坪咧作為一個商業用途嘅。咁其實主要咧就係噪音方面咧，就因為頭先即係根據呢個文件咧就話將來可能有14架次就每日個降落啦。如果你撈埋商業用途咧，肯定唔止咁多，可能多好幾倍嘅。咁噪音方面咧就啲居民會好關注啦。同埋第二咧就係亦都有佢哋要覺得咧就係隔離係金紫荊廣場一個灣仔主要旅遊區嚟啫。咁係咪即係如果成日有直升機咁樣上落咧？咁即係究竟明唔明 sense？ 即係個旅遊區隔離成日有啲噪音咁樣咧，會唔會影響啲遊客咧？咁樣咁我諗即係我知道政府就會九月咧就會去區議會諮詢，即係就政府嘅方案啦。咁即係我就會覺得咧就區議會咧就會可能會有好大嘅反應嘅。多謝主席。
OK。Mrs. Mac 先早晨。
多謝主席。我正話聽咗大家委員同埋政府嘅同事呢講咗好多論點啦。咁有少少即係混淆，因為啲事實同埋說法呢都前前後後有矛盾嘅地方。譬如我哋聽到政府話呢，一方面覺得即係唔想遍地開花，唔想有好多個直升機場，尤其是係單引擎直升機場必須要是在海面啦，或者是在平地那度才能夠升降的。咁政府有一個咁嘅諗法，係唔想遍地開花。呢、這個亦係我哋嘅諗法，亦都相信係社會嘅訴求，即係唔希望咧今日見一個，明日見一個。咁但係另外一方面咧，政府又話喺而家呢個金紫荊嗰個直升機場嘅選址咧，就係、是、希望咧做到最少限量頂住先。然後呢第二天在東南九龍呢他們又有一些直升機場的想法，那我覺得在這一方面很混淆，希望各位委員呢可以是認真地去研究和聽清楚究竟那個方向是怎樣。第二就是說呢政府很有信心，就是在跨境那個直升機的服務呢信得就是那個港澳 的雙引擎直升機服務已經是足夠滿足 跨境的需求。咁我覺得喺呢度咧有少少係誤導嘅，因為我哋而家好明確知道係有單引擎同埋雙引擎兩個機種嘅需要。今年一月喺共建維港委員會開會嘅時候咧，我哋亦都有同事喺度，的確聽到咧有委員係唔明白，即係單引擎直升機咧係根據民航條例不能夠喺一個升高嘅，譬如話喺屋頂嗰度升降。咁所以嗰時候有混淆咧，我哋能夠理解。但而家咧，我相信大家應該好清楚，就係我哋講緊全世界85%嘅直升機種，尤其是商用直升機種，就係單引擎直升機嘅。而單引擎直升機喺香港民航處條例規管底下咧，只能夠喺海面或者係平地升降。咁呢個係我哋喺選址或者係個概建嘅過程之中必須考慮嘅重要條件。咁而如果你話我哋完全靠信德中心嗰個跨境嘅服務咧，呢、這個就即係話咧，委員係不相信跨境係有直升即係單引擎直升機嘅需求。雙引擎直升機咧係好似做巴士服務咁嘅，單引擎咧好似的士服務。我諗大家睇我哋而家社會有巴士亦都有的士。如果我哋係要講同珠三角融合嘅話咧，絕對唔能夠只取其一，就放棄另外一個選擇。呢個第二點。第三點就係Donald講到咧，即係灣仔區議會嗰度咧，我哋都係有參與去旁聽，因為以前咧喺區議會討論直升機場呢一個課題咧，係並冇工作組嘅人咧係可以去參加討論。咁所以咧個說法咧，我相信係未能全面嘅。咁好似政府話齋咧，政府亦都鼓勵業界喺適當嘅場合咧，直接同公眾溝通。咁所以九月份灣仔區議會嘅討論咧，我哋工作組咧會積極同灣仔區議會嘅議員啦等等去商討。咁而咧，即係區議員佢哋擔心，即係話唔想有商業用途呢一樣嘢咧，大家亦都要咧考慮埋立法會2月28日咧已經好明確，而政府亦都接受咗，係希望金紫荊呢個選址咧係公私營共用呢一個點。最後咧就係、Mr. Brook 咧講到話，而家大家喺共建維港委員會嗰個 role 啊，嗰個職責，如果只係話係即係 minimize damage 啊等等咧，咁我諗大家嗰個名咧，我大膽講句係 Harbourfront Enhancement Committee。如果我哋不談 enhancement， 我哋為什麼要有一個咁樣嘅委員會咧？呢、這個我係當一個市民咁樣嘅諗法啦。咁所以如果要講到 enhancement 咧，喺而家嗰個規管係好嚴謹嘅情況底下咧，係的確要諗 unconventional， 係的確要諗 innovative 嘅嘢。我哋只係拋出幾個而家我哋諗到嘅嘢，我哋希望係有發更多喺呢一方向嗰度，一方面保障我哋嘅海港係有 lively 嘅 environment， 另外一方面咧亦都有 enhancement。我喺即係公眾即係公眾論壇嗰度聽到咧，其實市民訴求亦都好清晰喺呢一度。咁我哋今日好明確提出咗一個即係思考嘅方向，就係話能唔能夠喺嗰個海港嗰度考慮冇 permanent 嘅 structure， 但係咧就 introduce 譬如 plan 咗或者 approve 咗 decommissioning 嘅一個手段咧。咁喺呢方面咧，我促請即係委員會咧係深入考慮，睇下喺呢一方面能唔能夠幫到香港社會。多謝。
OK， 唔該。Joseph 舉咗手好耐嘅啫。
唔緊要，我要 declare 先，其實我參與順德嗰個直升機坪嘅建築設計顧問工作嘅。咁但亦都因為我參與嗰個工作，所以我問到有幾個問題。其實我睇翻即係 working group proposal 咧，後面都有提過佢點樣去解釋嗰個 minimal impairment 嗰方面，就是、因為佢個面積好細。咁但喺即係參與順德嗰個工作之中咧，就我知道 CAD 就唔會接手圓形嘅直升機坪啊，佢哋係需要一個正方形嘅直升機坪。雖然圓形就係、大家知道直升機嗰個螺旋槳都有圓形嘅一個動作，咁所以其實嗰個面積，即係真正嘅 proposal 面積係咪而家我哋睇到嗰張好靚嘅圖畫咁細個咧？我哋都要，我諗係一個考慮嚟。咁我哋如果講緊個 Harbourfront Enhancement， 咁佢嗰個 visual impact 嚟講係一個幾大嘅 point 嚟嘅。咁同埋其實嗰、那個Helipad 附近即係周圍仲需唔需要啲 safety net 啊之類嘅一啲措施咧，亦都會將嗰個面積係都大大咁增加。所以呢啲我諗即係咪咁 accurate 咁 represent 到嗰個 official impact 咧？我諗可能即係可能要進一步嘅工作啦，但係咁都會影響到我哋嗰個決定啦。咁另外就係咪真係需要4個 pad 咁多？因為我哋睇到而家即係 政府的 proposal 得兩個 pad， 咁而你哋個 proposal 四個 pad， 同埋嗰四個 pad 全部都係 serve 緊啲三種唔同嘅機種嚟，咁係咪需要咁多唔同嘅機種去做嗰種嘅運作咧？或者係咪需要一個大一跟住一個21個 meter， 差唔多廿個 meter， 跟住19點幾，係咪即係需要咁多種唔同嘅 size？ 因為第時如果你諗住 upgrade 嘅時候，係咪我又要再要 extend 嗰個 helipad 嗰個 size 咧？咁係咪應該而家已經諗埋好可能 upgrade 機種，或者係減低咁多種唔同嘅機種，或者係唔需要咁多種唔同嘅機種嘅時候，可以少啲 pad 嘅時候，嗰、那個成個 proposal 個面積其實唔需要覆蓋到咁大咯。咁呢個係嗰個幾個問題。
Okay. 就唔知 working group 有冇回應就係、
是。Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You may be interested to know that when the government put out the tender for the West Kowloon temporary facility, only a temporary facility, they insisted on a minimum of 4 pads. Why was that? It was because of demand. Ladies and gentlemen, the demand issue has always been there. It was government who requested an increase in the 2 pads at Harcourt Road all those years ago. Because we couldn't get on with the 2 pads. We couldn't get the access that both of us required. There was a further helicopter operator came into the picture. There were 3 of us, and it was just impossible. So the number of pads expanded. So when Harcourt Road closed, there were 5 pads in operation, meeting the current demand at that time. Reference has been made to movements, and I may say that I think it's rather unfair to be quoting what's happening at the Peninsula Hotel. What's happening at the Peninsula Hotel is that is a limited facility, and we are already, in a very short space of time, right up against the maximum usage of that facility. If it was left to us, we'd like to increase usage way beyond, I think it's the... 500 landings per 90 days. So the issue of multi-pads, I think, was proved many, many years ago. As I mentioned a few moments ago, it isn't possible to think of an effective heliport, and certainly in a commercial operation, as someone that comes in on sort of 20 minutes' notice. The practical consequence of government's proposal is that they would control it for quite legitimate purposes and then say spare capacity would be available. What would that mean in practical terms? Somebody from government would ring and say, you can now use it in the next 30 minutes. Imagine, ladies and gentlemen, you're a customer wanting to use a commercial helicopter. Would you wait all day for that 30-minute slot? Of course you wouldn't. You expect to be able to get the service on demand, and that can only happen through a multi-pad facility. Thank you.
You can.
多謝主席，我想問翻啲數字嘅。咁頭先咧就講到單引擎、雙引擎啦。咁同埋就係、是、即係如果我嘅冇理解錯咧，就係、是、如果單引擎嘅直升機咧，就即係其實是用不到順德那個設施的。那我想問回數字，就是其實現在跨境服務的呢，就有幾多是用單引擎，還有那個即將來預計呢，那個增長呢會是有幾多個 percent 啦，即是那一樣啦。那另一樣呢，就是說剛才政府的官員呢就有說到即如果跨境服務呢其實是要有配套設施的，譬如說是即出入口即出入境那些即那類的設施啦。那如果真的要在即是在這裡做埋呢，其實是即是可不可以做得到啦。那這個就是剛才一些數字。那另外呢就我想都是問回那個你做了一個噪音的研究啦，就在第十二個即是PowerPoint 那裡。那我想問回就是你那個有100米、200米、300米、400米，跟住就有兩種的綠色啦，一種深綠色近啲那個停機坪呢就是85 decibel， 跟住即是淺色啲嗰啲就是80。那你是整個 zone 呢都是85啊，定又話是在那個outer part 即係再出啲嗰個係85，咁如果喺正譬如100米之內或者200米之內，咁頭先講咗好多朋友都好擔心，即係如果遊客或者普通市民呢其實都好鍾意，雖然唔係好靚，不過呢即係會展出面嗰個海邊呢其實係好舒服㗎，即係好安靜呀，又可以望到個海呀。咁如果譬如我企喺嗰度，我所受到嘅即係噪音嘅影響呢係 是85啊？你话其实唔系85，系再高啲咧吓？
多謝主席，或者我先回應咗頭嗰兩個問題，咁至於噪音嗰個，我諗到時候我再交俾個 working group 度答下。喺而家嗰個信德嗰、那個即係直升機坪嗰度咧，而家用緊嗰啲全部都係雙引擎嘅直升機嚟嘅，咁佢都主要就是其實香港和澳門之間的那些服務，其實在擺在個順德那裡的好處就是因為直升機始終它是有些時候受到天氣的影響的，所以你想像一下客人如果你去到那個直升機坪突然間當日說、哦、因為天氣不太適合去飛、啊、這樣它變成它即刻可以落去下面就駁船去走、啊、樣，所以其實我們為什麼我們在說是跨境，我們希望用回那個順德的做法呢，就是剛才那些我們說怎麼善用海濱那個我已經說過，我不再詳細說一下，咁而係我哋亦都考慮到現有嗰啲，其實佢已經全部啲機種都係用雙引擎嚟到做嘅。而家香港係冇一啲用單引擎嚟到做嘅跨境嘅服務嘅嚇。咁至於你就提到就係喺灣仔嗰度，我哋係咪有可能再提供埋呢啲咁嘅 CIQ 嗰啲咧？我先唔講資源嘅問題先嚇，純粹就係就住而家我哋個地，假設我唔做任何嘅填海嘅。咁而家其實我哋要擺嗰兩個升降屏喺嗰度，再加埋少少附設嗰啲設施呢，其實已經係即係掹到盡㗎啦。如果我要再擺啲 CIQ 喺度嘅話呢，有一個考慮點就係、是本地客同埋啲過境客呢，其實根據我哋喺保安方面嘅需求呢，一定要將佢分隔㗎。咁喺咁少嘅一個空間裏面，我仲要再擺一啲海關啊，或者我哋自己入境處嘅同事喺嗰度啊，仲要將咗啲通道又要分隔開兩種類型嘅乘客啊，令到另外有牽涉到有禁區嘅問題啊。我相信有好多嘅呢啲嘅技術性嘅問題呢，令到我哋係想做呢樣嘢，但係做唔到嘅。咁所以我相信我哋成日今日嗰個討論就係我哋其實都係面對一個好困難嘅處境，就係一個喺海濱咁少的地方，我們現在可以怎樣做法呢？我們覺得現在政府我們放在這裡這個是一個比較合理的建議，就是我們能夠盡量即係以往喺個 HEC 一個好清楚嘅一個信息，就是 least intrusive 嘅。我覺得我哋而家擺喺度嘅就係一個咁樣嘅建議嚇。多謝大家。
Joseph 係咪有問題？sorry， 唔好意思啊，Working Group 係咪有回應？答Meeting 有問題，唔好意思啊 ，Joseph。
Thank you。What I say about demand and single engines is as follows. The demand curve in slide 12 is very dramatic. But I want to make clear there are no cross-border flights, have never been cross-border flights. Well, actually, there have been just two. But there have never been regular cross-border flights, that is to say between Hong Kong into Guangzhou province. The only cross-border, if you like, at the minute is between Hong Kong and Macau. And that is, to all intents and purposes, a regular scheduled service that runs right through the day and partly into the evening. It's almost a case of, you know, if you build it, they will come. But I don't want to categorize it like that. What we're saying is that the demand for cross-border travel is increasing at such a phenomenal rate that when you look at who's creating that demand, the answer is that it's the Hong Kong public at all levels, from top to bottom. And there is a segment there for a segment of the community who want to access businesses, factories, in a very fast and efficient way. The previous slide showed that we could get to any particular town or city in Guangdong province in the PRD region within 30 minutes. Now, that there are people who are happy to use that service, and we believe that, in fact, the proposals we're putting forward are really only going to scrape the surface. They're not going to adequately meet all that demand because it is so enormous. One of the honourable members mentioned multiplicity of machines. We only use one machine. There is only one single-engine machine that we want to use. And in fact, it's common to both commercial operators. The government, of course, have different ideas, and I won't comment on that. So it's the single-engine machine that is the way forward, and it's one type, a Eurocopter, Squirrel it's called. That's the type of machine that we're talking about going cross-border. On the noise issue, I'd like to just introduce Mr. Cliff Dunaway, our technical consultant. And Cliff, maybe you'd like to say a couple of points about the noise.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the noise issue, as John has characterized it, is emotional, but it's also a physical issue. On slide number 12, we have tried to show in a very generalized way the relationship of noise and distance from the source. And as you know, noise will diminish as you move further away from the source. And the green areas, again in a very generalized way, show 85 decibels for the darker green, diminishing to 80 decibels in the lighter green. And by the time you are down to 80 decibels at between 400 and 500 meters away from the source, you will find that the helicopter noise has merged and blended with the ambient urban noise. Now, this is generalized, and noise is affected by many, many different factors, including air, wind, temperature, buildings, greenery, all kinds of other factors, and that's why we're going to follow this up with real-world noise measurements at selected locations within this area to measure existing ambient noise and compare that with helicopter noise to show real-world noise conditions rather than a generalized approach like we've shown here.
Before that, on this point, can I sit a clarification? Well, on this four-pad proposal, assuming a helicopter take off or land on the southernmost pad, what roughly will be the noise in terms of decibel for the area, say, for example, in the Golden Bohemia Square or somewhere in the waterfront nearby? I wonder whether there's any estimate for that.
Well, to respond to that again, this is why we're going to do detailed real-world noise measurements on the ground. And rather than speculate or generalize at this point, this is what we're going to follow up, and the results of that testing will be shared with any interested parties.
Okay. Ms. Chow.
我諗可能今次第一次我參加呢個會議啦，咁其實我就發覺反而咧就係我會覺得幾一嚿雲嘅，咁就我睇到咧，其實頭先一路講緊嗰啲嘢咧，就係話好似想用一個直升機坪咧係 serve 好多個 function 好多個 purpose
第一件事咧，我開頭以為咧就是、政府嗰邊嘅用途主要係即係救急扶危，咁但係跟住又加咗啲美洲炮，原來可能係運啲機動部隊，咁機動部隊又有埋啲武器，啲重型武器好重咁樣。咁另外第二件事咧就係話，仲有一啲咧，如果商用嚟講咧，都仲有兩個用途嘅，一個就係的士咁嘅形式嘅商用，一個咧就係巴士形式嘅商用。咁但係如果我諗我哋去搭巴士咧，我哋就唔介意去個巴士站度等嘅。咁同埋咧，總知道啲巴士咧都有個即係frequency，即係知道可能要等十零分鐘先有一班，或者甚至廿零分鐘一班。咁變咗呢個咧，大家有個預期。咁但係如果等的士咧，可能我哋一落到去街咧，就好想伸一伸手咧，就已經有架的士埋嚟。咁但係問題，如果將呢四樣嘢咧，可能都其實有少少都不即係互相之間嗰個關係都係幾複雜嘅嘢咧，係要將佢炒埋一碟，咁咧就放喺我哋嗰個而家呢個灣仔海旁呢度咧。咁剛才政府有啲官員都講過啲咧，就係話。如果要商用一方面去之前有提過就話，佢本身嘅用途預計係5000次到啦。咁但係實際上咧就有2萬次咧可以俾商業用途。咁但係問題咧，跟住佢又會剛才都提過就話，如果商業用途咧，就其實可能要關乎一啲海關嘅設施啊各方面嘅嘢喺度。咁同埋咧啲通道亦都有個問題。咁變咗呢兩樣嘢之間咧，亦都係我聽完之後又覺得有啲自相矛盾喺裡面嘅。咁所以其實如果係一個機動部隊嘅用途嚟講咧，其實呢個都係唔係機動部隊一定全部運佢嚟灣仔呢一度係最快嘅咧？咁同埋係咪即係預計灣仔同埋中環係最多事故會發生？咁所以運啲機動部隊去嗰度咧，咁嗱呢個對唔住，我呢個好問題覺得好重要。咁第二件事，如果係救急咧，其實灣仔嗰度嚟講咧就不近任何一 咁呢個係我另外一個即係想知啦。咁第三件事就係話個商用嗰方面嚟講咧，如果係搭的士嘅話咧，咁點解要揾一架巴士去當的士用咧？即係如果用商用引擎嘅話，咁變咗咧呢個又好似唔係好啱使嘅話，揾架大巴士去當的士使。咁如果係的士嘅話咧，即係單用引擎嘅話咧，香港如果唔用得嘅話咧，咁見咗其實香港就基本上唔可以大家去諗又點樣可能夠好有效、好快咁樣當的士咁運啲人去，無論珠三洲或者係。即係任何一個地方咁對唔住啦，就所以我聽完到而家為止咧，就係話呢個直升機坪究竟係想我嚟做乜嘅咧，或者係究竟係佢係放乜嘢用途咧？機動部隊啊、救急啊、商用啊、的士巴士啦、啊、咁，我係咪可以搞清楚一下呢樣嘢先，然後先至諗下我哋嗰個灣仔嗰個旁邊個碼頭究竟係做乜嘢好咧？即係嗰個直升機坪究竟起完之後，或者就算我哋無論點樣揼咗取之後，咁到頭來原來商用咧就緊急嗰邊咧就可能要讓路嚇咁如果是即係救急或者係機動部隊咧，商用嗰邊咧就啲的士啊，突然佢可以停駛嘅，即係唔好用住咧，大家的士。咁呢個又係唔係一件好事咧？咁我啦，第一件事我想搞清楚。第二件事咧就係話。頭先講咗好多噪音嗰個問題啦，咁就係話其實我自己都有個經驗喺美國嗰陣時有一次我哋等搭的士式嘅即係直升機啦嚇，咁又發覺咧就唔知發生咩事，突然其來咧就結果有幾架人哋個停機坪都相對叫大㗎啦，咁但係唔知因咩事咧，咁有幾架機咧要喺上邊即係停住唔落得嚟住嘅，咁結果咧就 total 好似有四架機咁上下啦喺上邊空中咁，咁啊睇我哋即係第一次去睇下，咁啊覺得幾過癮，好得意啊！但係問題咧就企咗一陣咧。就即係嘈到頭都暈埋咁滯，咁而家你嗰個講緊個噪音嚟講，如果係講到商用嘅話咧，即係啲的士有時我哋都見到會塞下車排下隊啊，啲的士隊。咁如果喺呢個情況出現嘅時候，你而家講緊俾我哋個講法個噪音嚟講咧，會唔會係講緊一架直升機嘅升降啊？定係講緊兩架啊？定係如果你有四個停機坪，講緊四架，甚至可能有一架喺度等緊候機嚇，即係喺個空中盤旋緊喺度等嘅時候，咁嗰個噪音係幾多咧？嗱，其實我哋嗰陣時都知道咧，就係話以前啟德機場。場咧嗰啲咁嘅大型飛機升降咧，我哋記得去量度過咧，就係有九十個分貝。咁但當其時好多人其實如果喺九十分貝以下咧，我哋大家都知道對健康係唔好嘅。咁其實八十五分貝嚟講咧，都唔等於對健康係即係冇影響，只不過冇九十咁嚴重。亦都係如果按嗰個健康嗰個比例嚟講咧，八十五分貝咧，其實對人體個健康咧係有一定嘅影響嘅。嚇咁如果而家我哋睇到嗰個範圍八十五音。分配嘅範圍相對嚟講都係幾闊嘅，咁同埋呢度如果係講緊係一架直升機嘅話咧，咁其實即係話如果係個 cumulative effect 嘅時候係點咧？咁呢個係咪有足夠嘅資料俾我哋去提供去考慮咧？嚇，唔該。
或者我哋處理咗個用途問題，然之後先處理個噪音問題啦。
多謝議員。或者我先解釋翻呢個政府飛行服務嘅需要啊。其實政府飛行服務用呢一個咁嘅直升機坪咧，係有兩個大嘅要求嘅。第一個咧就係俾佢嘅緊急服務。咁緊急服務包咩嘢咧？就係第一就係搬運嗰啲傷者啦，或者病者啦。第二咧就係支援呢個警方嘅行動嘅。咁就係頭先講啲機動部隊嗰啲咁樣嘅。咁至於點解我哋要揀喺灣仔呢一度咧？我哋有兩個。嘅考慮嘅，第一個就係我哋運送傷者嘅時候咧，係要由即係當時嘅醫生係決定究竟係運去邊一間醫院比較合適啲嘅。咁灣仔呢度咧，既近呢個東區醫院咧，亦都係接近呢個瑪麗醫院嘅，咁所以可以即係照顧到呢一方面嘅要求。另一方面咧，就係亦都係要近翻呢個警察嘅總部嘅，因為如果啲機動部隊要好快咁樣係出動嘅時候咧，這個灣仔呢個選址咧係比較係最合適嘅。咁至於商用方面或者 working group 之有冇補充？
Mr. Chairman, the member raised some very good questions, and I'd like to answer the commercial aspects, especially the bus and taxi analogy. The so-called government helipad really does not cater to commercial operators at all. It is GFS operations and commercial operations will not be compatible at that one helipad. It's absolutely essential for a commercial operator that you are able to shut down your helicopter's engine on the site and park on the site, wait for your passengers, do your flight, come back, shut down your engine again and wait for your next passengers. It is commercially unviable to operate from a different site, to fly into the helipad, pick up your passengers, do your flight, drop them off, and then fly away to this other unknown location. It is commercially not possible to do that. What that would mean is that the operator would have to raise his prices so high to cover the transit flights when he has no passengers on board that only the very wealthy patrons would be able to use the service. And there is already criticism in the press that a helicopter service is only designed to cater for wealthy individuals. So you're making the cost of the operation much higher and you're cutting out a large number of potential users of your service.
Can I supplement by clarifying further? 即是的士和巴士服務那裡其實我只是說法就是單引擎是好像的士那樣使用的所以張麗萍說得對即是出來入手就應該要有的士即是說 Robert 那個point說他要停在那裡等但那個是關了那個機器的即是沒有噪音存在即是要考慮那個情況我們就是覺得要在現在那個 pad的設計那裡 要考慮的所以就4個pad rather than 2個pad的minimum 至於巴士服務其實現在是雙引擎 直升機用多的，咁商用嘅雙引擎直升機咧，據政府而家嗰個講法都好清晰，就係喺順德中心上面用嘅，即係設想咧未來呢一個新嘅heliport咧，如果有商用嘅話咧，係大部分 cater for 單引擎嘅商用直升機，咁所以咧喺商用嘅處理方面咧，其實就比較清晰嘅。至於嗰個 noise 嗰個 issue 係咪啊？仲有就係話。
Cliff, do you want to comment on the noise issue? Or John?
No, I think the issue about noise, all I can say is that rather than concentrate on the generalized diagrams which are in our presentation materials, that we will come back to you and produce real world analysis, that is overlaying ambient noise and ambient noise levels against helicopter noise, because the harbour front, nowhere in the harbour front is there 0 decibels. There is always an ambient noise level, and it's somewhere between 70 and 85 decibels depending on your location, and you've got to understand the effect of helicopter noise laid on to that ambient noise background. The second point I'd like to make is that in respect of this site, one of the honourable members talked about the extensive site survey that had been done actually by both the government and ourselves, and that's been done over a few years. And one of the features about this particular site is that it's probably the furthest away, and in fact you can see it in the brochure, there is actually a page that shows this quite graphically, that the nearest residential housing to this proposed site is something in the order of 600 metres away. And the ambient noise level, I will predict, will be sufficiently high from Gloucester Road that you won't be able to hear helicopter operations laid over the top of that. Certainly not for the type of commercial operations that we propose. But ladies and gentlemen, as I say, it's important to see this particular issue in a real world scenario. And as we've said a moment ago, we will be doing that study in the next few weeks and sharing those results.
主席，請容許我補充少少，就有關剛才張小姐所提問，就政府飛行服務隊去醫院啊，即係緊急服務嗰度。咁咧就現時咧，其實即係可以俾即係話俾大家知咧，我哋喺港島區咧，其實係只係有兩個直升機坪啦，咁有一個咧就喺東區由得醫院嘅屋頂嘅，咁另外一個咧就係現時灣仔個臨時直升機坪啦。 咁嗰個我哋現時咧就同醫管局有一個即係嗰個協作嘅服務咧，就係話即係如果離島或者偏遠地區，又或者係即係喺嗰個搜索救援上面，我哋救咗嗰啲傷病者，而係佢生命有嚴重威脅嘅，我哋叫做甲級 APUS Casualty 咧，我哋如果天氣情況容許之下咧，係會再去到東區尤德醫院嗰個屋頂嗰度嘅。 嗰個屋頂醫院咧就可以直接去到佢哋即係急症室。 咁但係呢個屋頂醫院呢，基於佢個高度呢係有400公尺，400英尺呢，即係離地面呢，同埋附近呢嗰個周邊嘅環境呢有好多嘅即係高樓大廈。如果你即係咁多位議員可以去睇睇呢，我哋呢同民航處，即係民航處同事亦都即係幫咗我哋好多啦，即係經過大家長商討之下呢，基於安全理由呢，我哋只係用喺一個好緊急嘅情況之下嘅啫。咁好啦，另外如果有啲傷病者佢係一啲病痛或者係一啲好緊急嘅病，而佢唔適宜搭船出去市區，而醫生覺得應該以最快可以去到醫院嘅，我哋呢就會用我哋直升機去嗰、那個灣仔，現時灣仔個直升機坪，咁將來呢就係呢個金紫荊嗰、那個即係直升機坪，就完之後呢再轉送十字車去最近嘅醫院。咁呢個係我哋現時個安排，亦都係將來嗰、那個嗰、那個安排。咁我哋其實一定要睇到，就係我哋永遠都真係將嗰個緊急服務呢係喺安全同埋最有效率嗰、那個即係、就是、大前提之下呢係作出一個即係呢個安排嘅。咁而再加埋呢個金紫荊嗰個廣場嗰、那個直升機坪呢，其實亦都係正如即係保安局嘅同事亦都講過呢，就係話佢最近嗰、那個即係、就是、警察總部。咁我哋呢喺呢個以往嘅經驗，譬如好似喺2000年嗰段嗰陣時喜靈州曾經發生過暴動呢，如果大家記憶猶新嘅話呢，就我哋政府飛行服務隊呢喺當夜呢係出動過好多架次嘅直升機，而亦都喺中環龍匯道嗰個直升機坪出動好多架次嘅直升機，以作一個支援嘅服務。所以呢我哋睇到即係基本上經過以往嘅經驗，我哋咧覺得咧一個喺即係中區呢個附近嗰、那個近警察總部直升機坪咧係有咁嘅必要嘅。唔該曬，
唔該你。都是仲有問題，不過我想澄清一樣嘢，即係我哋有兩個建議啦。咁兩個建議咧喺個停機坪嘅數啊，升降坪嘅數目咧就唔同嘅。咁講咗咁耐咧，今朝早啊，咁似乎我頭先聽到嘅咧就係、是、咧。一個是有基於一個四個升降坪是基於一個假設，就是呢直升機是要停低在那裡熄了引擎等候乘客的。而我相信會不會就是說政府的建議兩個升降坪的話，就是將來來說呢就不是很容許可以停低在那裡熄了引擎等候乘客，是不是分別在這裡呢？
主席，或者我好簡單咁回應你嗰、那個一個問題嚇，一個呢、這個係legitimate嘅問題嚟嘅嚇。喺我哋而家喺政府內部咧，其實我哋都就住將來，如果我哋用兩個升降坪呢個方案嘅話咧，我哋嗰個具體喺政府嘅用途同商業用途之間咧，我哋點能夠協調？我想在這裡呢有兩點我們是特別要強調。第一就是對於公眾的服務，我們說公眾服務說的救傷扶危那些一定是我們是最首要考慮的東西， top priority， 我們不會有容許任何東西能夠影響到我們這方面所提供的服務，這個是第一個原則。第二個原則就是飛行安全的問題，就是說譬如我們都在想一些就怎樣能夠令到一架直升機譬如在第二度飛回過來灣仔的時候，假設商用的，它怎樣能夠我哋都很肯定，佢飛得到過嚟灣仔嘅時候，我哋係要俾佢真係降落得到嘅地方嚇。頭先有委員有提出，就我哋好關注就係、是、話你一架機停咗喺度揈緊，仲有幾架機喺空中又揈緊，咁嗰陣時嗰個噪音會點樣呢？其實我哋係唔希望出現呢個情況嘅。咁所以將來會做嘅就係我哋通過民航處嗰啲空管服務咧，我哋盡可能希望咧協調得好啲，就係話咧你真係嗰笪地方咧能夠容許你升降啊，嗰陣時咧你嗰架機你先至喺第二個地方咧嚟到升降咁樣嚇。至於具體話，譬如嗰架機已經降咗喺度，會唔會一定要 shut down 嗰個 engine 啊嗰啲咧？我相信我哋會下一步咧詳細我哋自己要再做嘅嚇。咁但係咧頭先我講啦，最首要嘅兩個原則就係頭先我嗰個安全同埋對嗰個公眾嘅服務個問題嚇。多謝主席。
Mr. Chairman, if I may just may supplement, I would say in summary that joint use has worked very successfully in the past. and to reiterate the government's position in terms of scheduling and air traffic control, multiple helicopters in the air approaching and taking off a common facility is should not be a concern. That there's plenty of experience on that point. As Captain Hill said quite forcibly, for multiple users to live side by side effectively and efficiently, you need a multi-pad facility. We have demonstrated that historically through Harcourt Road, through the expansion of the facility there. We know from our own experience that two pads is going to serve one customer, whether that's the government or one of the commercial operators. It can't do more than that. It just, from a commercial point of view, and I appreciate that government doesn't have a commercial edge to it, but from a commercial point of view, there is no point in having a two-pad facility and expecting commercial operators alongside government on that facility. It just doesn't work. Harcourt Road proved that, and if we went back to two pads, I think we'd be going backwards rather than forwards. It would mean if you had one two-pad facility there, you'd have to provide other facilities elsewhere around the harbour. And land is too scarce and too precious to be providing multiple heliport facilities around Hong Kong Harbour.
Okay, thank you. John Wayne, no. Recap. Okay.
多謝主席，唔好意思，我都係想問翻咧，即係如果我聽翻政府講咧，跨境服務咧，其實而家就淨係香港同埋澳門嘅。咁我想問一下，其實有冇計劃係發展香港同埋珠三角啦？因為講就好容易嘅，但係始終我哋一國兩制咧，如果唔係咁容易喺一個地方有出入境嘅設施嘅時候咧，即係我哋去到即係對口嗰個城市咧，其實佢哋都需要即係check我哋係咪真係可以入到去噶嘛？咁所以其實嗰個所謂即係你哋個夢想啦，就係發展呢一方面嘅，即係個 working group 嘅夢想就係發展呢方面嘅生意咁樣啦。咁其實嗰、那個即係幾時會實現到咧呢一樣嘢？咁即係如果譬如話嗰即係我因為我聽佢哋講就係如果佢哋要因為呢一個係一個好重要嘅個部分啦，對於佢哋嗰個建議。咁如果冇咗嗰樣嘢，只係講翻係即係本地嘅一啲即係旅遊方面嘅需要嘅時候咧，咁其實可唔可以就係即係政府嘅用途同埋呢一個即係私人嘅用途係可以共存，而又唔需要有咁多個 pads 啊？
多謝主席。我諗。先講少少就係有關我哋政府對於嗰個推動我哋香港同珠三角嗰個直升機服務嘅跨境服務嗰個我哋做緊啲嘢啦嚇。冇錯，而家主要咧其實係香港同澳門之間嗰啲服務嘅嚇。咁呢、這個曾經有一段短嘅時間咧，亦都嗰啲商業直升機公司咧嘗試過做香港同埋深圳機場之間嘅服務，就喺順德嗰度飛過深圳機場，但係因為本身佢嗰個商業嘅模式，其實當時並唔係發展得咁成熟嚇，咁未後亦都停咗嚇。咁我諗喺普遍喺個社會咧，同埋喺個業界嚟講咧，大家對於呢個跨境去珠三角嗰個咧，我哋都覺得係一個好大嘅潛在嘅市場嚟嘅。咁呢一樣嘢其實喺我哋較早前嗰個做嗰個顧問報告咧，其實我哋預期將來嗰個跨境直升機服務嘅增長嘅動力咧，並唔係來自香港同澳門，香港同澳門之間咧，其實去到某一個程度咧，逐漸亦都會飽和噶啦嚇。咁可能佢都會 keep 住每年有咁多嘅 movement， 但係佢並唔會話繼續仲可以好大嘅增長。未來嘅增長動力係來自香港同埋珠三角其他嘅城市之間嘅嗰啲服務嚇。咁正話工作組亦都將佢哋同個業界嚇，即係自己預期嘅嗰啲情況，亦都同大家解釋咗。我相信喺個業界又好，喺以前政府做嗰個顧問報告都好啦，大家都係喺呢一方面咧，其實係有幾大嘅共識嘅嚇。即係將咁你正話講得好啱，就係呢啲唔係我哋自己一廂情願可以做得到嘅嘢嚟嘅嚇。有兩個問題嘅，我哋係做緊嘅。一個就係喺內地嗰方面咧，你都同樣地係需要有一個係俾佢哋做跨境直升機服務嘅一個直升機坪嚇。咁嗰度你都牽涉到咧，佢哋需要有自己嘅 CIQ 令到配合嚇、啊，即係唔可以我哋呢邊清咗飛咗過去咁，佢都要同樣嘅地方，即係等於搭。搭火車又好，你點始終都要清一清關嘅問題嚇。另外仲有一個問題，我哋都係做緊嘅，就係嗰啲航道嘅問題。呢度可能複雜少少，但係直升機佢哋所飛嘅一啲航道咧，我哋仲要從內地嗰方面咧，大家協調得到嚇，咁先至能夠令到佢個珠三角嗰成片嗰個地方咧，可以打開得到俾直升機飛入去。
我哋已经做緊我哋要做嘅嘢吓，咁但係你话具体咩时间可唔可以话几时我哋即刻可以就话所有直升机香港都要飞边度得呢咁样。而家仲有一個距離，距離我哋可以做到呢一步，咁所以我諗大家都會見到嗰個大細個市場又喺度，但係呢一個市場我哋能夠幾時真係做得到呢，仲要一啲時間，就係頭先我所講嘅兩個技術嘅問題，一個就係個 CIQ 嘅問題，一個呢就係嗰、那個即係個航道嘅問題。咁當然啦，正話我哋有亦都有提出，就係話巴士啊、的士啊啲咁嘅比較，我亦都唔想嘗試講太多呢方面嘅嘢。但係我會覺得，如果我哋將來睇緊係香港同珠三角嗰啲市場嘅話咧，會唔會除咗巴士、的士之外，我哋講緊一啲好少少嘅 limousine service 咧嚇、啊？例如同樣都係唔用單引擎啦，都係用雙引擎，不過用啲小細型啲嘅雙引擎嘅飛機，唔係用個大巴士去 operate 咧，亦都係一種可能性喺度嘅嚇。咁、啊、所以點解我哋一路講緊就我哋希望用翻。在顺德那里那个直升机坪，因为现时已经有在那里了，所有设施也都在那里，这个我们觉得是一个最理想的安排的。
Mr. Chairman, I wonder if I might just supplement what Mr. Chan was saying. I agree with much of what he was saying on the regulatory front in terms of the liaison between Hong Kong government and Guangdong government. In the presentation, of course, I mentioned that the liberalisation of airspace is critical, and that has not yet happened, but there is now a new commitment to liberalisation. The issue in the past, I think, has really been a sort of a creative tension between CAC and the People's Liberation Army, who control much of the mainland airspace. My point of departure from Mr. Chan is that the way forward, the sustainable commercial way forward, is single-engine machines. It is not twins. And the proof of the pudding, so to speak, is the fact that elsewhere in the world, 85% of commercial operations are singles. And that is driven purely by economics. And there is no reason to think that any links between Hong Kong and the PRD should be driven by any different form of economics, because they're not.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Joseph,
我又唔記得咗我添。其實頭先有條問題，嗰個 working group 冇答到，我就係問佢而家嗰個 proposal 嗰個 appearance 同埋嗰個 coverage， 即係咪已經一個即係佢哋所謂嘅 real world proposal， 即係已經係啱曬規例、啱曬 local 同 international regulations， 係已經就係咁嘅樣噶啦。Yes。
Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to confirm that it does, absolutely. This is not a sort of a dream of ours, and we've not tailored the model or the floor plan, so to speak, the pad plan, just to make it look smaller than it really should be. It's an actual size. They don't have to be square. Round pads are completely acceptable under ICAO.
Okay, thanks. Nick, do you have some questions?
Chairman, yes, I just want to supplement what I said earlier, because I don't want the proponents, both proponents, if you like, to go away feeling too frustrated, because certainly from my perspective, and I know, having discussed with other committee members, there's an acceptance that in the wider interests of Hong Kong, we need this facility, no doubt about that. But ideally, we also need to find what I call a single one-stop shop solution to the challenge. And there's been constant reference, if you like, to residential, but here, with both of these proposals, you know, we're looking at millions of people who visit Hong Kong each year, major source of income, major contribution to GDP. If we get this wrong, we could have a very, very serious economic impact on our tourist economy. So it's not just about residential. And I think, just picking up what I was saying earlier, 20 or 25,000 or even 20, or even the lesser figure of 20,000 flights a year is a very significant number. And potentially a major source of nuisance. And this is what we as a committee, I think, have got to struggle with and try and rationalise. And what I'd like to come back to is this issue of the temporary GFS helipad at Wan Chai. Could I just have a simple answer? Is it technically feasible to operate commercially and with government facility, government needs from that existing pad? Is there any reason why that couldn't be used technically? I know Wan Chai Council are against it, and I think there's, you know, not in my backyard syndrome involved in to some degree in that. But technically, could we have both uses on that existing pad?
政府的發表見解。
OK， 唔該曬議員提問。咁喺嗰個如果定係純粹用一個 technical 嗰個角度，即係話個 physical size 個角度咧，灣仔嗰個 helipad 咧，其實係有一定嘅限量咧。如果係可以嘅話，係可以俾 commercial 落去用嘅。咁但係當然啦，呢一樣嘢咧，我哋要睇清楚就話，亦都同我哋將來喺金紫荊嗰個運作模式一樣啦，就係話要喺嗰個緊急服務啦，同埋我哋嗰個運作嘅效率嗰方面咧，就政府嘅緊急服務一定要即係唔可以受阻。咁當然啦，頭先議員呢個即係講過啦，我哋一定要即係撇除咗其他即係嗰啲因素，譬如灣仔區議會嗰個即係取向啦，附近嗰、那個約級嗰個即係意見啊之類咁嘅嘢。所以現時咧喺灣仔嚟講咧，我頭先亦都講過啦，政府非常服務隊咧，基於灣仔區議會啊附近嗰個周邊環境嗰個問題咧，我哋嗰個運作咧係經已係好小心考慮，咁亦都咧就係盡量咧就係一方面唔會令到環境即係將嗰個即係因即係壞嘅因素咧減到最低，另一方面咧亦都唔想將政府個服務咧係即係去即係有受掣肘嘅。唔該曬。
Okay, 我諗Greg， 我諗呢個可唔可係最後一個問題咧？因為我哋
主席嘅話，你嘅意思係講完一個問題之後，我哋自己討論咧，亦或係
我哋可以自己討論，
即刻可以收，即係叫你
我哋可以我哋可以自己討論。如果要係可以討論，所以 OK 冇問題。OK， 咁如果係咁嘅話咧，就sorry 啊 Eva。
主席啊，刚才有一位委员提到咧，就话系咪要重新睇翻当时文件里边提嗰十九个以前选址嗰里边，究竟系唔系真系喺规划上唔用得啊，亦或系喺一啲技术上系唔做得呢个停机坪咁样用嘅？或者我哋请规划处嘅同事可唔可以即系确认一下，佢哋系咪已经重新检视咗一次嘅咧？咁
其实咧就我哋咧系由上环大笪地咧一路咧就睇到去中环填海嗰个范围咧，咁就系将喺海旁嘅土地同埋邻近海旁嘅土地咧一一咁样去睇过嘅，咁咧就喺十九笪地方里边咧有大有细啦，咁有一啲咧其实我哋就唔系话啊净系有即系冇用嘅地我哋先睇，现有嘅用途咧我哋一样系要即系一路扫过去咁样嘅，咁喺我哋睇到咧亦都唔系净系规划嘅因素，我哋都系要即系俾翻有关部门咧，喺民航处咁睇翻咧就系、是其实。是不是安全的地方呢？咁我哋一路睇過嚟呢，咁又就發覺呢其實有好多海旁用地其實已經在用緊嘅。咁呢就而家我哋要搵一個係一個地面嘅停機坪，咁變咗有好多海旁用地呢，其實一係呢佢用緊嘅用途呢係唔可以拎走嘅，咁譬如佢係碼頭嚟嘅，咁唔走得啦，又唔可以喺碼頭上面。咁或者呢其實好接近碼頭嘅好接近海旁嘅地方呢有好多一係就有一啲現在用途啦，譬如臨時街嘅停車場咁樣。咁或者呢佢一啲接近海旁嘅用途，你要飛過前面一啲嘅設施你先至可以埋到去嘅，咁喺安全的地方呢，安全嘅情況呢其實係亦都係唔容許嘅。咁另外呢就去到中環填海呢，其實喺整體一個嘅海濱長廊呢，其實佢係一個連續性嘅一個好好連接嘅長廊啦，其實我哋都係唔係好希望呢就喺嗰個中間嘅地方呢有一個地方就落咗停機坪，咁就斬斷咗個長廊。咁我哋一路睇過嚟呢就發覺其實冇一個地方呢係喺土地用途啊同埋喺安全情況底下呢係適合嘅。
OK， 咁就如果大家冇提問嘅話呢sorry， 陳生你又有補充？
主席或者俾少少機會，我最後即係從政府嘅角度咧，或者希望委員喺稍後時間再討論呢個時候咧，就考慮翻頭先我哋所提嘅一啲主要嘅考慮點嚇，就係話而家政府我哋擺喺台頭嘅一個建議咧，係最 least intrusive， 呢個就係回應翻以前 HEC 提嘅一啲要求嚇。我哋都回應緊喺立法會
兩個 panel 佢哋提出嘅一個建議嚇。仲有就係我哋而家做嗰個完全唔需要拎走任何海濱嘅用地，亦都可以同時係滿足到我哋預期跨境同埋區內直升機服務嘅啲需求。咁我希望咧，大家能夠喺考慮嘅時候咧，充分考慮到呢啲嘅因素嚇。多謝主席同各位委員。
OK， 多謝你。時間咧，我哋比原本嘅時間咧就大概遲咗50分鐘。咁就我哋仲有一個頭先個議題係好重要。咁我哋仲未可以，我哋仲未討論，咁我哋都希望可以有個好快嘅討論。討論完之後咧，我哋仲有一個好重要嘅議題，就係我哋嘅我諗唔係淨係 progress report 咁簡單，我哋都要可能喺 progress report 嘅時候，我哋都有啲嘢討論。咁就或者我哋去翻頭先議程34，咁就我哋嘅客人就離開咗啦。咁但係大家對於sorry， 仲喺度，我唔緊要。This is an open meeting anyway。大家對於頭先嗰兩個建議有啲咩睇法？需要記錄低。OK， Greg，
我咧就即係對於即係政府話嗰啲飛行服務隊啊，又話要救災啊，又要救啲老人中風喺離島飛嚟，咁我唔敢講咩啊。咁即係我覺得即係佢係有咁嘅需要，咁只要佢嗰個 helipad 嗰個 operation 嘅限度啊，或者嗰、那個綠化或者即各方面咧，都盡量做，即呢個等佢睇個將來嗰個細節嘅設計先講啦。但係我對於嗰個雙型嗰個建議咧，我就有一個好大嘅疑問。點解咧？第一咧，即嗰、那個航道都未傾掂，咁你即變咗咧，係咪滿足到嗰個所謂 immediate needs， 即即時有好急切嘅需要？咁嘅呢個問題，我哋滿唔滿足到呢個 test 咧？呢個測試咧？咁你連嗰、那個即係你講緊係一個比較長遠啲嘅一個需要嚟嘅，因為你政府個航權都未傾掂，係嘛？咁我哋亦都知道將來又都可能七月今年年尾又拍板，又港澳珠大橋啊，又區域快線就2010年又2011年又開始有啦。咁你其實嗰個情況可能會仲，即係呢種咁嘅交通運輸嘅模式仲會快啲會達到。咁如果我哋得唔能夠證明到佢係一個係迫切性嘅需要嘅時候咧，咁我哋就要望落去啦。咁而家呢個所謂一個唔係一個傳統式嘅填海，咁即係你其實拗字眼啫，唔係一個傳統式嘅填海。咁你實際上你都係冚咗我哋個維港噶嘛。咁我唔好叫佢做填海啦，我叫佢做減少維港面積啦，呢個行動叫做係嘛？咁我哋唔好唔記得咧，我就好奇怪點解佢哋唔出聲咁啫？我記得咧，點解會開始會有一個保護維港嘅法例咧？咁就因為有某人嘅媽媽咧，望落個海港嘅時候咧，就話嗰個海港咧就個面積就越嚟越細啊嘛。咁你而家咧，雖然話你唔填泥，但係你實際上嚟講咧，都係令到個面積係越嚟越細喎。咁其實呢，即係都係屬於一個減少我哋嗰、那個香港人嘅資源嘅一種嘅睇法嚟嘅。咁至於你話佢究竟係咪永遠嘅或者唔永遠嘅，世界上有咩叫永恆嘅啫？即係除咗真愛之外呢，我一樣嘢係永恆嘅。我覺得即係你起間樓，你話係永遠嘅建築，咁你其實邊有永遠嘅啫？三十年後就拆㗎啦。咁你雖然話唔係話即係唔係永遠性，其實你啱用嘅話就一路咁用落去，冇一個時間表㗎嘛。如果你話你解釋俾我聽，你話而家呢因為好急切嘅需要，我哋呢就要整個拖個浮泡嚟，咁呢就用五年之後呢啟德嗰邊搞掂呢，我喺嗰邊呢就會有個永遠性嘅。咁我就覺得呢個係臨時性嘅。咁所以呢就呢個損害我哋個維港，減少我哋個維港嘅面積呢，係一個短暫為人滿足嘅事，所以咁我就會接受。但係如果你咁樣排咗佢落去冚咗佢，咁你就冇俾一個時間表，就其實係永遠。你話可以復修，但你邊個點復修啫？你都唔打算，你都冇一個計劃去用一個永遠嘅去替代佢。你冇替代，我就唔記得佢就係永，我就當佢係永遠咯。咁我永遠蓋咗我個維港，咁我今日就蓋一個公頃。咁聽日又話我想做啲咩嘢，又蓋一蓋佢。咁後日又蓋一蓋佢，咁啊蓋蓋下咪變咗又係得翻一個大水坑。咁所以我睇法咧，就係我就諗唔通嗰、那個 嗰個理據，即係嗰個邏輯我要諗通咗，我先至會肯接受話佢靚唔靚啊，即係係咪 vibrant 啊，又乜乜物物啦，啲 noise pollution， 其實我都諗唔通嗰個最重要嗰一點，就話我哋應唔應該覆蓋咗冚咗個維港，係咪有迫切性嘅需要？咁如果你都即係解決唔到一個最基本嘅問題咧，我就覺得即係唔係一個合理嘅建議。
Thanks，Joe。
我想問翻我哋其實想傾咩？好似個討論都集中咗喺嗰個 working group 嘅 proposal 嗰度，因為係咪應該首先即係我哋已經係要 given 就係將會有嘅 helipad 喺度噶啦，只不過傾嘅究竟係 government proposal 就係一個。major domestic use， 然後有啲係即係 domestic 之中有啲係 commercial use， 定係一個即係 working group proposal 係 include 埋 international flight， 所以就需要一個咁大嘅 multipad 嘅一個 facility。咁係咪我哋已經係 given， 我哋已經將有個 helipad 喺度，定係其實我哋嘅 discussion 係按首先係會唔會有嘅 helipad 喺度，然後先至傾究竟係一個細啲 scale 政府 propose 個，定係大啲 scale 係個 working group propose 個，究竟我哋其實討論緊啲乜
咧？我理解咧就大家如果委員唔同意可以即係提出嚟嘅。我理解就係即係第一件事喺海旁有啲發展啊，咁當然作為共建維港委員會嘅成員，我哋會關心，我哋會理解啊，我哋要知道對個海旁嘅影響。咁就另一方面嚟講咧，從實際嘅角度睇咧，就係、是、咧，我哋灣仔發展第二期嘅我哋嘅 Her Project 嚟講咧，就喺幾個月之後咧，我哋都要做一個去到 Realization Stage 咧，我哋要做幾個 Concept Plan 出嚟。咁、那個 Concept Plan 擺啲咩落去，當然事前嚟講咧，委員咧都要傾傾。咁至於你話係唔係一定要 Helipad？ 我諗呢個咧就係我哋事前冇傾過呢個問題。我哋冇傾過問題，大家可以喺你發表意見。當然即係你問唔同嘅人咧，就一定有唔同嘅答案嘅。咁但係我哋委員會自己或者我哋小組委員會自己咧，就冇一個共識話係唔係個 starting point 就一定要有個 Helipad。我唔知道大家點睇。
都住呢度有三點咧。我第即係正話發言嘅時候，第一點我就問，即係嗰個臨時嗰個升降屏咧。幾大啊？同埋將來呢個幾大？咁即係好明顯係三分二啦。咁因為區議會係好強烈反對嗰、那個依家臨時嗰個咁樣嘅停機坪咧，否則嚟講咧，我覺得呢個係相對於依家提出喺金紫荊呢個咧係好好多嘅，即係大啊，同埋交通啊，對呢個旅遊業嘅影響係相對少。咁但係我諗都要尊重區議會啊。咁佢寧願選擇呢個金紫荊呢個，唔選擇嗰個咧。咁我覺得我相信佢哋會有個理據啦。咁所以呢個選址方面咧，我亦都同意啦。咁第二咧就話嗰個合併嗰個使用咧，即係飛行服務隊同呢、這個即係相用嗰樣嘢咧。即係我就只可以講話，即係政府好偉大啦。其實嗰個咁細嘅地方，應該就政府用曬就差唔多啦。咁但係而家為咗要即係要支持呢、這個民間啊，呢、這個商用有咁嘅需要嚇、啊，即係發展呢個單引擎嘅一個咁嘅的士式嘅服務，咁佢攞啲地方出嚟，即係大家去公用。咁呢個我覺得都無可厚非。咁但係呢個係一個唔理想嘅地方，即係亦都唔係一個長遠可以即係發展呢個所謂單引擎嗰、那個的士式服務嗰個咁嘅地方嚟嘅。呢、這個我覺得始終咧都要另覓一個地方。第三講到填海咧，即係正如阿 Greg 講咧，我唔同意，即係我睇唔到有咩理據係支持，即係一個迫切性一定要非都係填海嚟嘅，大家即係冚住個海啦。咁即係我睇唔到有好強力嘅理據，我哋會支持到，即係話用呢個方法。啊！即係使到佢做四個停機坪可以，即係解決到嗰個問題。即係我有啲三點意
見。似乎我哋都未討論啦。頭先阿 Joseph 提出個問題就係、是、我哋嘅起點應該係點樣？或者如果Nick, do you want to comment on this point or
on something? I think in many ways this is an interesting test case. I mean.From my perspective, this is all about sustainable development, and sustainable development in the widest context. And if you remember, there are three legs, economic, social, and environmental, and all three are relevant, all three have an application and relevance in this particular case. In terms of taking things forward, I think both of the proponents have got a lot of work to do. So rather than getting bogged down today on discussing the respective proposals, I think we should be asking the private sector proponent to produce these noise studies, which I think are very relevant going forward. I think government needs to work up its proposal into something more meaningful than a single sheet of paper. Meantime, we need to think what to do in terms of our engagement exercise with the community. And I would suggest that, from my perspective, that we table three possible sites for discussion with the community at large. And that will be the two sites we've heard today. And I still haven't personally been satisfied that the existing helipad is not a starter, not a potential contender as well. So on the plan that we, on the plans that we're producing for a discussion with the community, put down three possible sites purely to test the water. We're not proposing any one of them or, as necessarily the solution, but I think we do need a community reaction. We've got a district reaction, and we all have our individual opinions around this table. But I think we need to test this one very carefully with the community.
Thanks. Okay, Ms. Chan, you're first.
我想我們這個會似乎不需要去討論，就是說香港是不是需要一個商用的直升機場，因為似乎我們在說那邊，如果他是認為香港需要一個直升機場，他應該要再重新想想是不是在哪裏製一個直升機場，除非現在我們已經有個假設，就是說香港一定需要一個直升機場，還有現在的選址，反而我想討論就是說我當現在是需要一個直升機場，但問題我們是不是容許他放在現在我們提議的這個位置。這樣就似乎是容易聊天，因為所有的問題都還在繞圈，永遠我們似乎都不知道由哪個位置去入手，變成問題很有趣的就是說 有啲部分似乎唔係好justify到嘅，其實譬如話機動部隊嗰個部分咧，其實我頭先聽完我有時覺得，我哋嗰啲假設係唔係幾知佢幾時要用同埋用幾多，咁同埋嗰啲喺啲好突發情況之下咧，其實政府應該要考慮有好多個情況之下嗰個調度啊，成係咪我哋起一個直升機場喺呢個最點講最容易去到嘅一個位置咁樣去起啊？咁即係變咗我諗，如果從呢個角度入手去傾咧，似乎我哋就容易啲可以make decision，如果唔係我哋就純粹不斷去俾一啲information，which背後嗰啲或者嗰啲questions啦，背後就好多嘢我哋要等等等等去問嚇。咁就算 even 係譬如話19個 site 嗰度嚟講係即係沿住海邊去睇，但如果係講緊急救同埋呢個機動部隊嗰兩個部分咧，其實我都仲好大嘅問號咧，係咪即係要喺金紫荊廣場嘅隔離咁要叫做喺兩間醫院嗱？頭先你舉例嘅都係講兩間醫院嘅中間係叫做最 convenience， 呢個我成日覺得好搞笑嘅一樣嘢，係其實最唔convenience，即係兩間都唔到嘅位嘅一個位置，竟然係叫最好嘅一個位置，放佢喺佢最中間嘅位。咁變咗我諗，會唔會咁樣係能夠即係我哋嘅傾好似能夠攞到答案？如果唔係，我會覺得可能又到最後嘅結論就係話，我哋等下一次再多啲 information， 咁即係無了期地。嗱，我諗我哋要第一個要處理嘅，或者我哋自己有個共識，就係係唔係需要個直升機場？ 啊，就即係可以商用嚟講，即係即政府用嚟講，就係咪需要個直升機場，同埋直升機場係唔係響我哋嘅灣仔？如果唔係灣仔嘅話咧，亦都係咪一定要響海旁啊？因為如果即使唔喺灣仔，咁當然 Her Project 可以話。 暫時嚟講，我哋唔需要理，但係整個海旁嚟講，喺維港兩岸嚟講咧，我哋不能夠即係共建維港委員會嘅左手交俾右手啊！呢個都係唔係好理想。咁呢點嚟講，頭先似乎都已經討論過，或者陳 EDLB 阿陳生同埋保安局黃小姐，可唔可以有冇嘢補充？係咪要一個直升機場喺香港嘅香港島嘅海旁先啊？我諗。
多謝主席，我諗我哋一路都講緊咧，其實呢個唔係一件新嘅，我哋而家突然間諗嘅一個 proposal 嚟嘅，如果大家睇翻咧，其實而家喺灣仔北個 outline zoning plan 咧，其實已經預咗有呢一樣嘢喺度噶啦，其實喺90年代尾嘅時間咧，就住呢一個問題已經有相當多嘅一啲討論，咁只不過最後我哋係通過立法會，通過喺地方嘅議會方面咧，最後亦都。 叫做有個共識啦，就覺得咧，大家都認同，其實既政府
嚟講，我哋有需要為咗救傷扶危嘅需要，為咗一啲緊急服務嘅需要。緊急服務，我諗相信可能佢哋保安嗰方面可以再補充下，但我相信嗰個唔會係太多。但係咧，我哋始終要有不時之需。你萬一真係要用到嘅時候，我哋希望咧係有個最方便嘅地方嘅嚇。咁所以呢啲前提，其實我哋當你確立咗呢個前提之後咧，你就發覺咧，你可以選擇嘅餘地唔係太大噶啦。我哋只可以希望咧，就要係一定要喺香港呢、這個近中心嘅呢個地段嚟到有一塊精局這個直升機坪嚇。咁、呢個喺其實早期嘅時候已經好詳細咁樣辯論過。當然咧，當時未有 即係未有 HEC 嚇，咁亦都未有多一個即係從嗰個純粹我維港嘅角度去考慮嘅問題嚇。咁、但係即係我都希望多少少誒呢啲咩背景資料咧，俾大家再分享一下。直至到今日，我相信喺我哋保安嗰方面咧，佢哋依然覺得係有需要嚇喺近中心嘅地方咧，港島北呢個地方咧係有一個直升機坪嘅嚇。至於而家我哋講緊俾商用呢個咧，其實就回應緊喺立法會佢哋提出嘅一個同意嚇，亦都咧考慮到其實呢個可能係一個喺個資源方面咧最好運用嘅一個方式嚇。咁所以我相信咧喺現階段我哋政府都仲係好強調，我哋需要係喺港島北嘅呢個地方，近中心商業區呢個地方，我哋係有一個直升機嘅設施嚇。
Okay. Greg.
我咧就願意即係企出嚟講咧，就話我就覺得係有咁一個緊急個即係保安啊或者醫療服務嘅理由咧，係有咁嘅需要。我亦都覺得咧，既然呢個問題都喺立法會又好詳細辯論過，亦都喺灣仔區議會都詳細辯論過。咁似乎冇一啲冇人反，即係冇。地區冇反對，立法會冇反對，咁亦都係即係唔係話就咁三言兩語，我相信亦都討論得相當詳細嘅。咁所以我就願意即係我個人啦，我自己當然我就會支持會有一個政府嘅直升機場。至於嗰個商用嗰個咧，咁我都唔懷疑佢唔係話唔好嘅，即係你有就梗係對香港嘅商業發展啊，香港經濟係有貢獻嘅。咁但係嗰、那個。即係我而家就懷疑係喺個迫切性，即係究竟係咪需要到咁急咧？咁你航權都未，佢都話未知道嘅。咁你啲大陸可能話中國可能話唔俾你咁。咁同埋佢而家佢講嗰個行程係講緊30分鐘之內嘅，即係講緊去番禺啊，去澳門啊，去依、這個南沙啊咁樣，咁嗰啲其實都係有定期有第二啲安排。佢港澳珠大橋係半個鐘頭啫嘛，喺大嶼山去。咁區域快線亦都係一個鐘頭，就係係九龍西去到大石咯，去到番禺大石咯。咁所以其實我覺得咧，即係我有懷疑啫，我唔敢講話佢冇咁嘅需要。我覺得佢係有貢獻對香港。
如果是這樣，我們可不可以即是我們始終都是要處理這件事，碰巧就是我們中建維港委員會，我們 Her Project 要處理這件事。如果我們作出的起點就是說我們會在我們的concept plan 是要會擺一個升機場，究竟那個只是政府用還是商用，那我們當然可能要再詳細考慮。亦都正如Nick睇法就係，我哋都需要更加多嘅資料先可以做得到啊。咁就呢個起點，大家覺得係唔可以接受咧？如果冇反對嘅話咧，咁我諗即係起碼我哋第一個任務就係我哋可以無論係共建維港委員會嘅立場或者係睇法啦，冇嘅立場啊，同埋我哋 Her Project 咧就可以繼續啊。咁啊，
唔好意思，主席，我哋。即係認同係一個冇填海嘅直升機坪啊，即係唔會接受任何即係 conventional or unconventional 式嘅 reclamation， 係咪咁嘅意思？
呢個可以當然係即係委員絕對可以加上去，因為我哋既然我哋係共建維港委員會，我哋亦都一定要係呢個無論從一個法例上，我哋一定係要當然要遵從呢個保育海港條例啦。但係即使從一個規劃上嚟講，我哋當然對海港，我哋亦都係向來我哋嘅宗旨同睇法。咁呢個大家可以加落去絕對。如果大家同意話，我哋可以加埋呢點去
Ms. Zhang
我想提一提嘅就係話，其實即係縱使而家個即係個原則上面，譬如話而家係冇即係填海啦，咁同埋如果係假設間正如頭先好多政府部門都話，即係揀咗十幾個 site 啦，都玩唔到，咁似乎呢個係一個好合情合理嘅 site。咁但係問題我都想提出一點，就係話喺個金紫荊廣場嘅隔離咧，咁係即係要係經常升降嗰啲直升機咧，就係會睇到香港一啲即係我哋係咪想一啲遊客或者想好多人會即係睇到香港最多啲 emergency case 嘅嘢喺度咧？例如有啲咩突發嘅嘢，例如有啲咩急救嘅嘢，咁係咪應該咁樣擠喺呢個位咁，即係俾曬啲遊客咁，係咪好好參觀？係咪即係明明升升下國旗咁，跟住又平平砰砰咁有架機，跟住平平砰砰衝一扎人啊！啲救急車啊，啲即係咁樣嘅即係救傷車啊，咁又喺度經常性咁喺度出入，咁呢個 disturbance 同埋嗰個周邊嘅環境係咪最 match 得最好咧？嗱，我都希望可以嗱，縱使我哋今日呢、這個咁即係呢個鄉組織可能唔係去傾呢類嘅嘢，但我覺得呢個唔係唔應該要考慮嘅一樣嘢，係咪即係咁樣嘅 matching 咪叫最好？即係其實始終仲有而家好多啲 site 或者即係呢個沿海地帶，譬如話。呢、這個天馬纜嗰邊其實都未正式有即係拍板，將來會點樣用？其實預留一啲空間係 for 呢啲咁嘅用途，其實唔係一個唔可以嘅，即係正因為呢個唔係經常性嘅一啲嘢嚟噶嘛咁所以其實我諗呢一個嘅即係衡量或者考慮咧，如果係而家暫時未有其他考慮嘅時候，我覺得呢個係可以接受。咁但係問題，我希望呢個 point 係可以即係 noted 係即係大家應該要諗嘅，即係咪一啲咁嘅突發嘢咁係話可能即係喜靈州有事咁，哇！俾全所有啲遊客哇！大佬，香港發生咩事咧？大家好 panic 啊！咁係咪呢個係一件好事咧？係咪一個 good image 咧？咁我覺得呢個係要考慮，所以未必係唔關我哋呢一個會嘅事，但我希望即係可以有大家留意咯嚇。唔該。
我諗即係大家當然可以有，即係頭先啊，譬如舉個例子啦，阿 Nick 都提咗，可能我哋係會要有三個可能性啦嚇，即係。大家對於唔同嘅可能性嚟講咧，唔同嘅可能嘅地點嚟講，當然有可以有意見啦。咁但係咧，亦都提到一點咧，就係其實對於我哋嘅同我哋嘅做法咧，係一致嘅，就係我哋係用一個公眾參與嘅做法去規劃我哋嘅海旁，尤其是 Her Project 亦都係用一個公眾參與嘅做法去規劃灣仔同埋灣及鄰近地區海旁。咁所以變咗咧就係、是除咗我哋嘅睇法之外咧，事實上當我哋去邀請公眾去俾佢哋睇法嘅時候，當然公眾亦都會俾佢哋嘅睇法，就係、是、究竟即係如果你譬如你有幾個可能性，咁其實如果我哋話係我哋嘅過程係會有呢個概念規劃圖嘅話咧，咁就唔同嘅可能嘅地點咧，好明顯就可能會喺個。概念規劃圖或者唔同嘅概念裏面出現嘅時候咧，當然咧就係除咗我哋自己睇法咧，公眾都可以俾佢哋睇法。咁呢個我相信係頭先 Nick 所指嘅就係、是community 嘅睇法同埋係區議會嘅睇法嘅，可能係會有個少少嘅唔係完全一樣嘅安排。Mika。
主席，我想問翻咧，其實政府嗰、那個嗰、那個方案咧，其實係拆咗而家嗰個。即係有座樓會拆咗，嗰座樓咧其實係咪冇用㗎？而家
我哋係將會改建而家嗰個碼頭，係嚟到起一個直升機坪嘅。而一個碼頭，照我理解咧，係愛嚟做一啲即係香港嗰啲油嘅，就唔係一個已經係即係定時定候有嗰啲service 嘅一個碼頭嚟嘅。
嗯咁冇咗呢個碼頭，咁嗰啲服務會點樣？
我哋要另外安排擺喺其他啲碼頭嗰度呢啲服務。
呢度我有少少背景資料嘅，喺個運輸行業，咁啱我都有少少資料咧，就嗰個碼頭而家係租咗俾一間公司，就係、是、做一啲海港油嘅服務。咁同一間公司咧，亦都咧，如果你見到咧，就係、是就其實海港油嘅服務嚟講咧，就係、是。有唔同嘅地方上船嘅，喺皇后碼頭有人上船嘅，喺九龍城碼頭都有人上船嘅，咁當然啦，租咗灣仔碼頭嗰個嚟講，當然係即係黃金地點啦，咁但係即係我呢、這個唔係唯一即係海港遊嘅上船嘅地點嚟嘅，咁而事實上同一間公司嚟講咧，你會如果你係睇啲相片咧，會留意到咧，就除咗個碼頭之外咧。同一間公司喺隔離咧，就擺咗個浮躉嘅， 啊，咁個浮艇側邊咧就喺個岸邊嗰度咧有個 shelter 嘅，咁嗰度咧亦都係可以愛嚟上船嘅，啊，咁所以其實咧就係，是，啊個碼頭唔係唯一一個上海港遊地方，我亦都咧就我根據我其他方面嘅資料就係嗰個係一個用一個租約嘅形式租嘅，租約期限似乎唔係好長嘅，不過當然詳細資料可能政府嘅部門先係俾到啦。大家仲有冇其他睇法？如果冇嘅話咧，就我想問一問，因為始終我哋嘅工作下一步都要開展落去啦。咁我只係想睇多一步。頭先阿 Nick 咧就俾咗啲建議，我係想問一問阿 City Planning Iris 嚟講咧，就係，是，因為我哋下一步咧就係，是，要。在 realization stage 的時候呢，去 project 我們都要做 outline 這個要做 concept plan 呢，現在 given 我們 mission stage 的東西，在這件事上面，在這個課題上面，我們可不可以好像 Nick 剛才建議將幾個不同的概念放在 concept plan 上，因為我們在這個委員會還要再要做些什麼功夫，或者討論些什麼才可以幫到你做到這件事呢？
其實我就覺得其實可以擺喺 concept plan 嗰度，因為其實 concept plan 而家我諗喺一個階段，就係話有好多嘢都未 evaluate 嘅。咁即係當佢集中曬，即係好多種即係唔同嘅元素集中喺一個 concept plan， 佢可能得出嚟嗰個 impact 係唔同。咁如果呢個 helipad 可以有 different location， 咁佢得出嚟同其他 integrated 嘅 elements 都有唔同嘅 impact 嘅。其實咁可以係咁樣嘅範疇。拎出嚟再即係下一個階段再去 consult public， 我覺得。
OK， 啊，多謝你。啊 ，LT， 你有
主席，我有少少係跟進嘅睇法啫。我哋喺 Michelin Stage 咧收集公眾嘅意見啦，就拎出嚟咧就絕對冇問題啦。因為我哋收到 Working Group 有意見，咁係 Michelin Stage 收到嘅意見拎出嚟。咁政府有意見啦，首先拎頭先講話保留翻灣仔現時嗰個係位置嗰臨時嘅位置，咁亦都係個意見，咁呢啲意見一定可以喺個 mission stage 拎出嚟。咁喺做 concept plan 嘅時候咧，我就覺得我哋要好特別關注一樣嘢咧，就我哋一定要係都要符合呢個保護海港條例。咁如果假若咧，我哋係畫一啲嘢落個 concept plan 度嘅話咧，而係我係覺得我哋自己唔信服係有一個係 compelling need 迫切性嘅需要咧，符合個保護海港條例嘅話咧，咁我就會傾向咧就。唔畫，咁但係呢個咧就其實我哋可以當我哋顧問公司當佢將啲嘢組織起嘅時候咧，我哋再詳細辯論下呢一點。因為我哋如果攞一張 concept plan 出去咧，有一啲係元素咧，係我哋大部分人都唔信服佢能夠符合保護海港條例嘅話咧，我就覺得應該唔攞出嚟。
喺呢度，我想係咪我哋需要多少資料咧？即係當然頭先阿 Greg 嘅意見大家都聽到啦，就係嗰樣嘢係唔係還原嗰、那個，即、就、係、是、根本上你根本如果你冇長遠嘅安排嘅時候，冇一個替代嘅長遠安排咧，嗰、那個就變咗一個長遠嘅安排啦。咁呢個係一回事啦，但係技術上一個浮躉一個 pontoon 係唔係填海？咁呢樣嘢咧就係、是、我哋係大家覺得係咪有需要要係落徵詢少少法律意見？因為到頭嚟，如果我哋啊，
法律意見咧，即係我哋呢個又唔係城規會，又唔係咩，我哋無謂去糾纏去法律意見，即係自尋煩惱啦。即係我哋總之，我哋覺得我哋係作為一個我哋個委員會係喺原則上咧係唔歡迎減少維港嘅面積嘅。我相信講呢句話出嚟，冇一個人會喺當就話我哋會贊成減少維港嘅面積噶嘛？你記住徐老太話唔想維港面積減少噶嘛？咁反就反對噶。
What is personal？
咁所以我即係我自己都好支持嘅。我覺得唔應該係減少個面積，即係個面積係唔應該減少嘅。我唔理你係嘅，又係揾個浮嘅會冚佢又好，揾 concrete 係冚佢又好，揾咩冚佢又好。我哋嘅目的其實係想享受佢睇到佢，又唔係話究竟你下面係泥嚟好，用泥田好，用橡膠田好，乜嘢都好，我哋都係唔鍾意㗎嘛。
Okay.
即係其實我哋個原則係咁樣，我哋唔好走去抵觸法律意見。你問啲律師，佢咪梗係有啊，俾你 on one hand 係咁 ，on one hand 係咁，不過可能咁就咁咁，跟住 call 咗你嘅 Canterbury versus Wensbury， 咁你咪都咪有。
Okay, thanks. Okay， 如果大家冇 Joseph。
对不起，我想即是另外一个看法，就是如果你相信我们现在 propose 的 process 是等即市民多些参与他的 decision making 的话，其实我觉得 是可以即管将这个 proposal 都 include 来做 concept plan 里面的其中一個 proposal， 咁咪等啲 public 覺得係咪可以接受由咁樣去嘅情況下嚟做啲 helipads 咯？咁如果 public 係覺得唔接受嘅，咁我哋唔係需要係我哋淨 base on 幾個 committee member 嘅 decision 去擺唔擺落去咯？即係雖然大都係我可能即係個人我都覺得公眾可能會唔接受呢個 proposal， 但我哋都要真係 go through the process 嚟等佢哋去接受唔接受，而唔係我哋而家已經將佢 cut 斷咗噶嘛。
呢、這個就係點解我頭先問嗰個問題嘅原因咧，就係、是、如果我哋係俾公眾俾公眾揀嘅話咧，我哋都係始終一樣嘢，就係、是、你不能夠俾啲不合法嘅嘢公眾揀。起碼喺我哋收到嘅資料嚟講咧，起碼即係我哋揾到嘅律師，應該係透過政府揾到嘅律師咧，係話俾我聽合法嘅，我哋先可以擺落，所以我先問呢個問題。
Chairman, I think we can issue the appropriate health warning, if I may put it that way, in any material that we issue. The committee itself has reservations about this particular proposal because it may impinge upon the court decision. I mean, I think we can caveat it in such a way that we certainly put up a marker, a very clear marker, health warning to the public, that if they were to go this route, there are certain implications.
咁當然就可以保障我哋唔使俾人告啊！不過咧就似乎我老實講，我作為主席咧，我就唔係好放心呢個安排嘅，因為到頭來嚟講咧，就係、是、我都可以想像到咧，就係、是、都會有其他人即係、就是、會質疑點解我哋咁幫。不過如果呢個係大家嘅決定嚟講，我覺得都可以。
其实点解我哋作为一个委员，点解唔会有，点解冇立场嘅咧？即系点解我哋走嚟开会开咗成三半个钟，即系三个钟头，点解会冇人有立场嘅啫？我就好明确俾表现咗我嘅立场啦。点解会冇立场话觉得减少围房嘅面积系可以支持嘅，即系抑或系唔支持咧
？We can.
主席，其實呢即我去過咁多個 forum 啦，同埋去 Charette 即係聽返即係在場參與者呢，其實都好清楚個訊息，就係佢哋唔想維港個面積呢係被減少嘅，即係呢個係好清楚嘅，即係我就會覺得如果既然係咁樣呢，咁而事實上佢哋好似有去到啲 forum， 但我真係冇聽過佢哋講過佢哋呢一個咁嘅提議喎。所以佢自己冇用到嗰個機會去將佢嗰個提議俾即係俾啲人去即係 test the water 啦 ，so to speak 咁。即係如果佢冇做到呢樣嘢，咁其實我哋冇需要幫佢做呢一個步驟咯。即係我就好肯定就係我即係我接觸到嘅市民，佢哋都係好清楚嘅，即係冇即係唔係事必要咧。唔該，你唔好再填海啦，唔好即係喐過維多利亞海港。咁我覺得呢、這個即係我哋應該要尊重呢、這、一個，如果呢個可以叫民意，這個民意咯。
OK， 如果是這樣的話，我想我們就可以將那個 pontoon 的安排是排除了 OK， 基於這個安排 OK， thanks OK， 那在這件事上面不知道大家有沒有其他意見，如果沒有的話呢，那我們就
Sorry Chair, I'm just so I'm clear, we then go to the community with two options, two possibilities, sorry. One would be the government side and one would be the existing temporary helipad.
But Nick, you just proposed three, isn't it?
Well, yes, but I've just been, but you have just decided, the committee has just decided that the private sector proposal could infringe. And therefore you want to set that one aside.
Yeah.
So we're down to two.
Yeah. Okay.
不好意思，主席，我想 interrupt 少少，就係話如果最後擺兩個 option 包埋個 existing 係 PCWA 嗰個 option 嘅話呢，我都想即係大家係咪仲係我哋講緊一個 idea 就話要 shared use 嘅，即係即使係我哋無論邊個 site 都好，嗰、那個 concept 就係、是、其實我哋係俾埋 for commercial use， 因為其實呢樣嘢一路都仲係我哋 我哋覺得我哋其實係積極咁回應緊喺立法會嗰、那個佢哋提出嘅一個動議嚟嘅，咁所以即使將來你係話用 PCWA 嗰個 Explore 嘅話，呢、這、一個我都希望可能喺你哋 envisioning 或者即係將來做個 concept plan 嘅時候咧，都覆埋。In fact 呢樣都見到係喺最開頭你哋個 kit 嘅時候咧，裏邊亦都講咗，其實係 for commercial 同 government use 嘅。咁呢一點咧，我睇一睇誒委員會最後係咪都係 along that line 去做嘢啊？唔該，主席。
咁我咧就即係我咧，我睇法咧就咁樣啊！即係我哋其實咧，似乎咧，我哋唔係好 equip 去研究究竟嗰、那個commercial use 啊、share use 啊咁樣嘅。但我覺得咧，大家都好擔心嘅一樣嘢咧，就話唔想太多噪音啦，唔想啲遊客見到太多飛機飛來飛去啦，又擔心嗰啲有四五隻喺上面飛下飛啊，等緊降落啦。咁我哋其實似乎咧，大家都係希望咧，唔好有25,000次嘅使用，可能5,000次就好啲啦。但如果真係好有必要點咁，可能即係我覺得咧，嗰個分析咧個睇法咧。即係剛才陳生咁講嗰個問題咧，就係問題係嗰個次數嘅問題，即係係5,000次，仲係俾政府飛行服務隊用就最好啦。但係如果真係有逼即係要俾商業用嘅時候咧，就要 prepare 變為25,000次啦。咁我覺得我哋其實從我哋個立場去睇，我哋一係就今日就決定話我哋唔贊成嗰個共用。就希望因為你理論咧就係想希望越嚟越少，即係5,000次你一年咧就 maximum 啦。咁但係如果我哋委員又唔願意咁去做呢個決定嘅時候咧，咁就自然咧就好自然就要擺埋落去啦。咁擺埋落去嘅時候就希望佢即係做得好啲 ，enhance 好啲，即係冇咁多聲浪，冇咁多污染，冇咁即係我諗其實個 way forward 咧就似乎係咁樣。咁我就睇唔，即係我睇唔到有冇今日有冇人肯企出嚟話我淨係想5,000次啫咁樣。
我見到 Iris 舉手，可能佢有啲建議幫到我哋喺我哋嘅做法。
其實資料提供嘅，即係喺Charette 嘅時候咧，其實有一啲 groups 咧係的確 suggest 係 for 即係 helipad for recreational use 咁，即係特別 highlight 即係呢個咁樣嘅要求嘅，即係 around cultural center 嗰度。
use 咧就係嗰啲俾幾百蚊或者5,000就喺我維港住兜個圈嗰啲睇個青馬大橋啊、赤柱山頂嗰類。
呢個都係 part of commercial use 啊嘛，
呢、這個其實就係正正我哋而家想講緊嘅嘢，因為我哋講緊好耐 cross boundary 嗰啲嘢咧，我哋講緊都仲係講緊喺順德嘅港澳碼頭嗰度嘅啫。而家我哋講緊由頭到尾就係、是、其實喺嗰度 provide 個 service 咧 ，domestic 咧，大部分我哋而家講緊係超過80%度咧，係 for 啲私營嗰啲 tour 俾遊客嘅嚇。咁、即係我可能開頭仲係呢個 message 唔夠清楚呢度，或者再補充翻少少。
Okay, Stephen，
即係我回應陳生嗰個意見咧，即係區議會嘅經驗咧，就係話，即係你 integrate 內咧共用咧。呢、这個更加符合呢、这個sustainability 嗰個原則咯，即係你而家為咗要 entertain 個 commercial， 要千方百計揾個地方俾佢，即係呢個你去邊一區咧，18區咧都會影響嘅，係咪？都唔多唔少會影響嘅。你而家香港咁細，點會一個即係又要喺400米裏邊嚇，即係低過85咧？呢個係好少機會，所以能夠共用依家 existing 嘅 facility 能夠 maximize 佢咧，即係我係完全支持嘅。咁至於你話佢係視乎嗰個 helipad 有幾多個啫，停機坪啊，你如果係兩個，你咪限死佢，即係唔可以有幾多千次、幾多萬次咯。咁我覺得呢個係可以傾嘅。咁但係我對於呢個原則咧，我係完全同意嘅，即係唔好另外分開佢。既然可以合用，點解唔可以合用咧？
或者其實我哋係唔係應該咁做法？因為我哋講緊係擺幾個 concept plan 出嚟，雖然可能係兩個喺我哋 concept plan， 我哋可能太過詳細講 concept plan， 不過我哋做決定嘅做法先啦。兩個唔同嘅可能性嘅地點之外咧，我哋仲可以亦都係喺我哋嘅 concept plan 裏邊咧講清楚，就係話如果係政府用咧，就一年就幾多次。如果是公政府和商用共用的话呢，一年就会升降大概几多次，有预测。咁呢个当然最后到头来来讲呢，咁其实当然呢是因为个 plan 不是整个 plan， 我一定要俾资料市民先有得佢哋俾到意见啦。Stephen 嗰点亦都是当然可以加埋落去，就係、是、如果你唔用嘅话呢，你唔係共用嘅话呢，可能要喺讲其他地方呢就要找地方出来的。咁然之后呢，等市民喺个成个 public engagement exercise 喺 realization stage 嘅时候呢，咪可以俾到意见我哋囉。 如果阿當勞，
所以主我即係補充一點咧，即係政府嗰個 plan 咧就話共用，即係飛行服務隊同埋 commercial use。但如果佢 commercial use 係即係坐直升機喺維港即係兜兩個圈欣賞景色咧，咁就會難好難 sell 喎。因為點解啲人就咁？你點解一定要喺 central business district 有個直升機場咧？咁你喺錦田度做呢樣嘢得唔得？即係如果啲人係做觀光啊，佢唔係趕住時間啊，點解要一定要有個？直升機場咧就喺咁方便嘅地點，即係呢一點，即係政府可能要即係揾到，即係攞個理由出嚟去 convince 到啲人，就係即係有個咁嘅需要咯。即係佢唔係啲 business travel 啦，因為佢係啲 tourist 嚟噶嘛。
我諗，陳生先啦，回應咗當勞先。
我諗呢個少少其實回應嘅啫，其實喺嗰個 CBD 嚟講，我諗嗱，第一遊客如果你擺喺錦田嗰度，你嗰個對於個業界嚟講咧，佢哋一定會覺得咧個吸引力冇咁大噶。嗱，好老實，如果我講一啲數據俾你聽嘅話，如果你睇翻喺03年底、04年頭，我哋嗰、那個直升機嗰、那個觀光遊嗰個咧，由中環搬咗去西九龍之後咧，你見到咧佢嗰個數字係跌咗嘅。咁所以咧喺個地點嗰個取捨方面咧，其實係對於啲乘客或者我哋啲旅客嚇遊客覺得呢樣嘢係咪吸引咧，係選址會有一定嘅影響力嚇。同埋咧，另外一個就係我哋有咗呢一個有部分咧，亦都係可以方便到一啲 business traveller 嘅。我舉一啲例子，譬如佢哋業界今日唔喺度啦，佢哋有時候佢係會 pick up 一啲客咧，可能佢會喺香港飛去某啲嘅地方咧去睇某啲嘅 site 啊，或者咁呢啲咧，其實你喺個越係近嗰、那個中心區嘅話咧，你係就更好咁樣 serve 到呢一類咁樣嘅乘客嘅嚇。咁所以即係我相信，同埋另外一個可能性就係、是、如果我哋已經有一塊現成嘅政府嘅 pad 喺度，而又可以容許到俾商業用嘅話，點解我哋仲要同時又去揾另外一個地方，又起嗰塊 pad， 又去嗰個地方，又會影響到當地嘅居民呢？我諗冇，頭先有啲部分委員講得好啱，你呢啲咩 project， 你擺邊個區都唔會有邊一個區嘅人咧，係會覺得佢歡迎嘅嚇。咁我哋只能夠做到就係盡量遠離民居，而而家呢個地方咧，我覺得係比較能夠滿足到呢個需求嚇，即係平衡各方面嘅利益啦嚇。
OK，thanks。頭先阿 MeCam 係咪有？
我啱下出去，不過我講正話，好似有啲問題就係關於點解呢啲旅遊嘅trip 咧，就應該喺 CBD 度比較好啲。俾我自己嘅經驗咧，就係話，如果想搭直升機去遊覽嘅話咧，大部分都係出得起錢嘅人。亦都係咧，好預備喺一個好短嘅時間咧，就睇曬好多好多嘅嘢，係希望可以喺30分鐘內咧睇曬成個香港嘅。咁呢樣係用一個咁樣嘅方式，如果叫佢搭車搭到去西九，好似都去西九龍好，去到東南九龍好咧，其實一個已經比較太遠嘅路程噶啦，已經咁係冇辦法俾到佢呢個舒適。出得起錢的人也不介意呢，就是說你再收他貴一點的，他都可能會在灣仔金紫荊廣場呢上落的。所以我覺得這個離開了 CBD 呢就不切實際，應該就一定要在 CBD 的了。不過至於你說19幅地好29幅地好是哪一幅那裡來揀下去呢，我今天我都不知道。我都很想希望找到一個好的地方呢，就安置到今日我哋兩用嘅飛機場直升機場。
OK， Miss Jiang。
其實如果真係，我諗最重要嘅問題就係大家接唔接受喺呢一個位置，即係喺金紫荊廣場嘅隔離整個直升機場。咁其實如果接受咗咧，就即係咪可以用埋其他嘅用途咧？反而嗰個我覺得反而係次要少少嘅。即係通常我諗最重要係第一關，大家可唔可以接受喺嗰個位置，即係有啲直升機喺度咁成日咁樣飛嚟飛去個 disturbance。咁但係問題至於係咪可以共用或者即係個用途去到幾多咧？反而我覺得有一樣好重要嘅 data 就真係今時今日未能夠俾到我哋資料，就係嗰啲即係噪音個問題。即究竟如果兩架一齊，或者真係有三架喺度，即一架飛緊走嘅啦，一架降緊落嘅啫，咁或者有一架唔知 whatever reason 咁喺度嘈緊嘅時候，咁嗰個總體嗰、那個即係噪音嗰個影響，咁如果冇呢啲數據咧，其實即係而家我哋拗係咪可以共用或者咩咧，就其實未係好合情理咯，我自己覺得
係。噪音嘅問題同埋頭先即係有委員提到就係、是政府嘅建議喺金紫荊廣場嘅建議，一啲比較詳細啲嘅設計或者安排咧，就冇設計啦嚇。 咁我相信秘書處即係都提咗出嚟啦，就係、是、需要跟進嘅，我哋需要多啲資料嘅。咁呢個秘書處我相信係會喺開完會之後，同 working group 同埋有關部門係可以攞多啲資料。咁我諗希望咧就係、是、如果啲資料可以嘅話咧，喺我哋即係睇翻個時間啦，喺我哋 concept plan check 嘅時候之前有咧，當然係最好呢啲啦。咁但係當然呢個世界理想歸理想，有冇嚟講咧，都係到時。有就有，冇就冇，呢、這個冇法子啦。OK， 就喺呢件事上面、如果大家再冇其他討論嘅話咧，咁我就好想就完成咗呢兩個議程嘅討論。